my phone in another room, so just enjoy this loop for a second. Welcome to a special midday, whatever the fuck this is. I don't have any excuses for you other than go fuck yourself. I'm not a guy. I'm thinking about doing the opposite of every other idiot in this sphere and regressing. I'm thinking about going backwards. I'll become a clip guy, I think, and then I'll stop doing clips, and I'll just be hanging out in chat rooms, and then I'll disappear, and you'll all go, where did that Melton go? Where did that Melton head to that we used to love so much? And I'm going to apologize right now. You may see so many flakes. It's not dandruff. It is skin peeling off of my back like a snake. My bed is covered in peely skin. My sofa is covered in skin. My shirts are covered in skin. I have open scab wounds secreting clear mucusy pus. I fucked up. I really fucked up. And everybody going like, you can't handle... And you're right. I'm not looking for, you know, I love everybody who thinks they're helping me. Can we open up the show with a little bit of this? I don't want your, when you fire open an email to tell me like you won't believe what Joey C did. I don't give a fuck. Why are you emailing me this? I mean, everyone ask yourself this, you know, on the daily when I get these emails, like, holy shit, did you see? I didn't. And I don't care. Save it. You know, it's awkward. I got another long one from Comedy Shaman the other day. It's like, I thought we made a whole bit about, you know, I did it nice where we were like, I'd like to unsubscribe from all your pontifications. Thank you. No, but I have an insight that you gotta hear. I was over in the Red Bar forum. I don't care. This is the problem. Is like, I know all of you think that, like, this is life. But it's so insane. It's so... I don't care. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of the stuff I care about... Somebody sent me a Joey C clip this morning. It was very fun. It's funny, but it's like... I love that you think I'm going to get... Like, you won't believe what Joey C said about you. It's like the lawyers are going to handle it. Joey C's digging himself a hole. I can't comment on it anymore. I've been told to shut the fuck up and stop being emotional. I don't know. And not you, Fearless. You're fine. Just because I don't reply doesn't mean... I ingest it and then I delete. You know, that's how much I care. I go like, hey, what do you know about that? I rarely click a link, you know, when people go like, and if you want to know more, click this and what... I don't ever do that. I'll read what you write and then I just delete it. What am I supposed to do? Spend my whole life on... What you think is important. I don't care. And by the way, and you know, you think a week after this, the day after I was burnt and sore, and then it got like real crisped up a couple days later and I couldn't move, and now it's peeling. When does it stop hurting? When does it fucking stop hurting, you know? Like, fuck. And it's like all scabby. It's like bad. It's rough. And I see all the I get it. I know. I'm a big wuss. Don't worry about it then. Go away. Beat it. Grab your grandma a snack and turn on fucking Jeopardy or The Price is Right. Let Drew carry you away into oblivion. Chip Galloway, thank you for being an Overdose Light member. Oh, God, I gotta do this today now. And, you know, now I'm dealing with, now I wake up to 900 emails telling me how much the BS show sucks and it's my fault because of the AI chats. I'm like, what? I love how everybody makes up whatever they think is going on and then gets mad at it. Shuli is using nothing of mine. I don't know what you're talking about. You all think you know what's going on and you don't. So, Melton, Shuli's using your AI chats now and can't shut him off. You've made his show worse. Did I? Because I was asleep. Did I do that? You know I didn't invent AI TTS chats, right? You know I didn't invent that? So I guess they're using their own now. I don't even know what's going on, but now I have an inbox full of people telling me the BS show sucks. You know, the BS show, those guys have their own producers and stuff. They got a team of 9 people if they're running the show. Email them about it. Email them. I'm not sure what everybody thinks is going on. Do you think I'm like part owner of the Shuli empire? Like, what do you think is going on? What do you think is happening? Did I like have a production meeting every morning with Shuli and helped, like, look, first of all, again, this product wasn't even supposed to be this super tip system we're working on that's going to replace super chats and have the voice capabilities and tons of other stuff, by the way, that you don't even know about. It probably wasn't going to be ready until like 2024. And then Shuli gets kicked off and is worried about using his YouTube channel. So I offer to let him use this if we can rush it and get it done. Turns out we couldn't. We thought maybe we'd get it done this week for him. Turns out we couldn't. He got his YouTube channel back. So now the pressure's off. And we can get back to like a normal, you know. There's no rush in developing this thing now. Which is good because it's not ready. It's not ready. Like when it's ready, it's going to be nice and smooth and easy. And it's not ready. So no one is using this. So I don't know what you're talking. No one is using anything of mine. So I haven't seen the BS show this morning. I just woke up about an hour before this. But imagine emailing me that I've ruined the BS show and the BS show sucks now. Those guys, look, they just learned how to use OBS and they're like figuring it out. And you can tell because, again, like producer Joe likes to use anything that's an option. He loves to turn on, you can do this, so we're going to do it. I already had a battle with him. You're welcome, by the way, because the show would have looked insane the way he wanted to do it. He wanted to, every time you change camera angles, have the logo fly across the screen, like those transitions, the AB transitions, like in sports when they do a replay and they'll have the ESPN logo fly by and show it, and then they'll fly by the logo again and go back to the guys in the studio. He wanted to do that after every camera shot because you can have the Shuli logo flying by. And I was like, that, it's cornball, man. Like, what show do you watch on the news or anything where that happens? And they're like, good point. And I'm like, right. Like, look at stuff and then do what they're doing. Are logos flying by every time somebody changes scenes on Rogan? And then they all go like, right, okay. It's like, and now, you know, just so everybody knows, the Stream Elements overlays, we've always used the default ones because as a joke, because of how stupid and cringe they are, the emote explosions and the, you know, it's hard to read. And now they're using them over there unironically. You'll never see those on my screen again. You'll never see those on my screen again. I was doing it as a, like, imagine being this out of it. And now they're putting them up like, we got emote explosions. I'm like, okay, I can't. So I love Joe. I love Shuli. I'm happy to help those guys when they need trouble. But they got to learn to walk and crawl on their own over there at the Shuli Network. It's none of my responsibility. But I do. But I will. But I will remove all the stream elements overlays from this broadcast because I don't want you thinking that I think that's cool that I'm doing that like because I think it looks good or cool. It was a joke the whole time. It's the default. It was a bit. It was a bit. You're not supposed to put those on. And then, so yeah. But look, they got their YouTube channel back. It turns out everybody was wrong. And by the way, this is what happens when everybody just jumps to conclusions and tries to own everybody all the time. And there are, I feel like it's already happening again. You know, everybody, Kevin Brennan didn't do a show yesterday. And everybody's like, oh, Kevin's so fucking emotional and spiraling about Shuley getting his channel back. He couldn't even go live. And it's like, I'm sure. Don't get me wrong. Kevin is an emotional baby, but if anything, he'd go on and scream about it. You think Kevin was so shook by Shuley getting his channel back that he couldn't even yesterday? Okay. Well, everybody chill out. You know, nobody's getting anybody half as good as they think they're getting everybody. Well, when did this happen? Like, oh, we made it where he couldn't even go live yesterday. He was so fucking shook about us getting our channel back. It's like, what? No. If it sounds insane, it's probably not true. This is day one when they got their channel struck and they were all about it being Drunk on Cringe and going after Drunk on Cringe. And it's like, I was like, it ain't Drunk on Cringe. This guy's a loser. This guy's a lonely German Augustus Gloop loser who drinks tall glasses of milk, the kind of glasses your mom would get for green stamps at the grocery store back in the 80s. Well, you got a set of 4 milk glasses. That's nice. Keep them by the fridge. Keep one cold for milk. Drunk on Cringe has nothing to do with it. Kevin has nothing to do with it. Drunk on Cringe was on a show less than a week ago, pounding his chest like, yeah, I report him. I'm an emotional cunt. Yeah, I report him. I'm fucking retarded. I think I can make a difference, but I have no effect. I'm drunk on cringe. Humble brag. And I told everybody the whole time, it's not drunk on cringe. This guy's a feckless pussy. It's not drunk on cringe. And everybody's like, it's drunk on cringe. It's KB. What was it? A mistake. What was it? Dumb. But imagine you waging war over there. Uh-oh.
He did something. Who cares? Who cares? I don't. Jesus. Comedy Shaman is an incelsberg who is a virgin. I know. Drunk on Cringe is a dead motherfucker. Tried to be someone, and he flew too close to the sun. Pour some milk out for that faggot. Humble brag.
So anyway, I just want to say I'm not the complaint department for the BS show. If you think it's low energy or you don't like the text chats or you think I'm, again, people like have no idea what they're talking about. Mailing me, Patrick, they couldn't even stop them today. You don't know. You got to build in some controls for those text chats. It's like, I don't have to do shit. Mine have all that. Mine, we're building all that. Nobody's using mine except me. Okay? Text-to-speech is around for everyone to use. In the basic bitch voice.
Melton, I'll bust that ass if you don't run them SNH green stamps. Stop playing, motherfucker.
I want some pumpernickel. You have a pumpernickel? You know, here's the point. It's like everything is available to every show. And what you do with it is your business. And don't complain to any other shows if this show sucks. And don't complain to, matter of fact, don't even complain to this show if this show sucks. I don't care. Hit the like button, you flowers. Can Cardiff's kids be in charge of the likes today and Greg Edwards in charge of the likes today? Can we? Can we? Ah. Fucking hell. Comedy Shaman has been kicked out of community after. He's not a bad guy. I don't have anything against him. It's like, I don't want to sit around and talk podcasts with people I like. I don't know you. I don't know. Every other day, a giant paragraph about what you think's going on. By the way, you never know. You're never like plugged in. Again, I get all my info from the women who email me. I've never sat here and yelled at Gah or Spaghetti Tooth John or Fearless. They all send me emails all the time with useful information. You know, they never get butthurt if I don't reply quick enough. They never yell at me if I don't listen to their advice fast. Hit the like button. Stop emailing men. Let's go, Brandon. Hit the like button for Deputy Corndiff. 0, 5 months, my health time flies. Mr. Panhandler, give me back my KB. I'm sure KB's fine. Look, I don't have a clue where KB is. It's his business. My guess would be something personal and nothing to do with anything you think. If you think KB was over there, like, I don't even know how to go live. I'm shaking because Shuley got his channel back. I don't even know how to be around if Shuley has a channel again. Are you dreaming? Are you having a fantasy where, like, you're bullying a guy and this is like Steel Toe, and he's like, we told Melton we'll beat him up, and he was like, no, please, I've had enough. And we were like, well, that's what happens when you mess with a toe. It's like, that never happened. You just made up a whole interaction where you did this to me in the hallway at school. You walked by me, you had an imagination where you walked by me on the way to your locker and went, and I went, huh? Oh, shit. So just great. I know Ray has a show midday on Thursdays, so that was intentional. I'm just kidding. We're on a wonky timetable this week. I don't know. Again, no member show tomorrow night. I won't be around. But I'm going to try to cram in a member show either tonight or midday tomorrow. We'll get it done. I don't know. Somehow I'm going to make it where we don't miss a show this week, even though they might be short. I'm going to try to do the full 4 hours today, but I got to tell you, like, you don't understand how excruciating. Again, just scabs. I look like a leper on my back. Just swaths of scabby, wet skin just slithering down my... I look like I've...
And you know, I be wiping down this black box with them pumpernickel rolls, slapping Ray DeVito all up his head with my hot box.
Ugh. Miserable Men is live. How would you know? How would you even know? I'm just kidding. I don't even know what that show is. Who's on that show? Bob Shuley and Mike Morse? I can't even keep track of these shows. Look, regardless, everybody, that's where we're at with the TTS and stuff. And now that Shuley's got his super chats back and he's figuring out stream elements and all that stuff, he may not even need my system. I don't know what they're doing. Again, I'm not plugged in over there. I was trying to get it done and help him out. And it'll be there if they ever want to help it out. If they ever want it when it's ready. But yeah, emailing me about the BS show quality is insane. I don't have a clue. I don't even know what you're talking about. I wasn't up. I didn't even see it. What happened this morning? I watched yesterday and it was fine. What happened today? I don't think they had voice chats yesterday, did they? So he's figured out like the TTS chats, I guess, from Stream Elements and added them in. But, you know, that's what we had to begin with.
Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. And by the way, I sound real gay. Humble brag.
Humble brag! Look, Let's talk about it. So I guess on Friday night, you know, Drunk on Cringe was feeling himself. He had had a couple of milks, and he started running around all the podcasts that he can get on, like Joey C. and Carlos, Insufferable Bastards. You know, all these loser casts. That's just to see if Carlos is paying attention. And then I guess Shuley went on and confronted Drunk on Cringe. The whole time Drunk on Cringe is like, I never reported for animal cruelty. So if that's the reason he got struck, that wasn't me. I was doing racism and stuff. Then Shuley went on and was like, gotcha, you admitted it. You struck our channel. And he's like, yeah, I did it. Meanwhile, if you listen, he didn't. If you're listening at all, like, again, one guy reporting your channel isn't striking your channel. He also said, I never did it for animal abuse, so if that was it, it wasn't me. Again, he could be lying, but Shuley went on there acting like, we got him. He admitted it. That's all we need to hear. Now, look, I get it. Like, a little bit, you've got him for, like, leading an emotional strike campaign, but everybody thinks they got everybody all the time. I don't even know what to say.
Hello, my little cheese fresser. I am conspiring with Joey C. and Kevin Brennan. You're not going to like the way you look. Get ready, baby boy. You will be making that E sound.
You're going to like the way you look.
You're going to like the way you look.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it. So he goes on this rampage. He's chest thumping, bragging about striking Shuley's channel Friday night, all this stuff. Saturday, I guess. Oh, no, I've got another email coming in about the BS show. Again, here's the other thing, too, is like, I guess you tell me, I know some people just want another meltdown from me right here, but let me just ask. I go on this thing about how, look, it's a real thing. It's kind of funny, but it is a real thing. I had 3 or 4 emails this morning about how the BS show sucks and they can't use my texting and I need to make it stoppable and I've ruined the BS show with my texting, or how come the BS show's so low energy because they're relying on my text now. And then I mentioned that. And then this guy, should I even say that? I won't even say the name. I'll just give the first name to let you know you did it. You got me. You got me to mention you for 7 minutes. A guy named Sure Thing writes me and just goes, BS show in the subject, and inside is forever. So what he thought was, oh my God, people are emailing him about the BS show. What a bunch of fucking idiots. You know, it'd be a funny joke if I sent him an email pretending to be emailing about the BS show, then he opens it and he sees it was just a joke. It's like, that is a fucking good one. That is a really good one. That 9 other people will do. 9 other people will do what you just thought of, you genius, you comedy genius. 9 other people. 9 other people will email me and go, about the BS show. Just kidding, Patrick. Love the show. Don't. 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 What are you doing? I know. You want to see me do what I'm doing right now. I get it. I do get it. But don't pretend like you're operating on that level. No, you're a basic bitch who's like, I know a good one. I know a funny one. I'll pretend like I'm... Stop. You're all corny as fuck. 9 times a day you message me about something. Oh God, I was in a store the other day and somebody had a shirt on and I thought it said Humble Brag, but it was just a brand I'd never heard of. Anyway. Oh, so nothing? So nothing. And you had to compose an email. The story you just told, let me sum it up for you. Nothing happened today. Wait till Patrick hears about this. I thought something was happening, but it wasn't. So I fucking let him know. It'd be like if you came home from work and you were like, oh my God, I thought there was an active shooter in the factory today and I almost thought I was dead. And they were like, oh my God, and what happened? Like, it wasn't. No other details. Just, no, there wasn't, though. Turns out it wasn't an active shooter. Somebody was just crunching corn chips loudly in the break room. Great story. I want a divorce. Do you guys think Patrick has any friends? I hope not. I hope not. Friends? What are you, 9? I don't want to talk to the people I do know. Yeah, Luca the Bind, you're fine. This isn't about you. This isn't about you. I know I said stuff about Joey. Did you see what Joey said? Look, the people who do things for the show and write short emails and send stuff in, you're not sucking up my... It's the guy who thinks he's really got me with the BS show. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm not trying to act like I'm better than you. I assure you I'm not. Most of you have more money than me. Most of you are smarter than me. And most of you, you know, the other half are fucking idiots. It really is a dichotomy. Don't get me wrong. We have very intelligent, well-to-do people in here. And then we have just a bottom of the barrel dregs of society. It's really just two classes. And you know, people get an attitude about, oh, you think you're so fuck. Like Fatty Mel, he's so butthurt. Who knows how long this campaign of hate will go on against me? Nobody cares, loser. Nobody cares. I blocked your email and you're butthurt about it. Why did I block your email? You're wasting my time. Oh, you think your time's so valuable? It is. I only have 24 hours a day. I don't know how your days work. I have 24 hours. And if you're sucking up 6 minutes a day with your bullshit needy emails, you're out of my life. I mean that. I do mean it. I don't have 6 minutes a day to give. I don't. Wow, somebody's doing well. It's not about that. I'll sit and bullshit. Go ask people. I'll sit and chat with you for an hour online while I'm doing other stuff. I have no problem giving up my time. It's you trying to be funny to get my attention and approval with your horseshit wasting my time. Fatty Melt sends me one sentence emails all day long. And then when I go, hey, could you send less emails? I don't need to know everything you're doing. About to put the other piece of bread on my sandwich. Keep me posted. So after a while, I just calmly and politely ask you to knock it off. And then you go like, fuck you, you piece of shit. It's like, well, you're blocked now. And by the way, that means for everything. So if you ever have a problem with like downloading a video or audio or need help with your overdose or anything, you're not going to be able to contact me. Find another email address to email me from. Oh, Melton can't handle it. He thinks he's so fucking... I do. You should value yourself. You should value your time. Don't let people waste your fucking time either. Yeah, I do. You're right. I do think my time is worth... Sorry. You think your time's worth nothing? What a loser. Oh, Melton, so high and mighty. His time is precious. Time is precious. It is. You're talking to a guy who's a week and a half behind on posting shows. You know, and it's driving people crazy. They think I'm lazy. There's bigger problems in the way of me posting these shows. And everyone just thinks I'm lazy. So I promise you, it is time. Time is important. I don't know how to find the balance because everybody's so mentally deranged. I don't want people to hear this and be like afraid to reach out to me. Cardiff's kids, God bless her heart. We found out it's a her. Hit the like button. Thoughts and prayers. Get well soon. Sending in like amazing artwork she made and she was terrified to do it. Like, I'm so nervous about sending this in. It's like, you're a goddamn gem. You're a goddamn precious stone on earth. You participate well. You never waste my time. You're a good artist. You're sending stuff in. It's great for the show. You're always helpful. You're always kind. You're always nice. Not my thing, but I get it. And it's appreciated. But my ranting about all the idiots like Fatty Melt and Joey C and his dumb wife and the dead kid. You know, I yell about all these guys wasting my time. So innocent people like Cardiff's kids are scared to communicate with me. I really don't want that. Reach out, please. You have things for the show. This show is made so much better by audience members bringing me stuff and interacting. But like, do it the same way you would do it in person. You wouldn't send me, you wouldn't walk up to me in person and be like, got a clip for you, you fat sack of shit. Are we on? Who's watching this email exchange that you're trying to make laugh? I don't email people like that. I don't go like, thanks for subscribing to The Overdose, you big fucking idiot. It's like, we're not on a show. This isn't a show. Just talk normal.
Hello, is this the official Shuly Network help desk? I'm just calling because Shuly is the official help desk for everything Ray DeVito related, and I got oil on my pink blanket and don't know how to do laundry. I only took one jail class in money laundering.
Tommy Seven Names, I'll be eating Fruity Pebbles after work today. I'll email you to tell you about it. You think I'm kidding? This is the level that I get. This is the level of stuff that I get. I get an email like, your shows are starting all over different times this week. Do you need more fiber? Good email. Good email. The thing is, that's three sentences or whatever. And while you're typing all of them, nothing in your brain comes on and goes, what am I doing? No, no, no. Melton, your shows are starting all over different times this week. Do you need more fiber? Yeah. Send. And then imagine me responding, yeah, I haven't had enough fiber. So the shows are starting at different times. Meanwhile, everyone knows what. If anyone's paying any attention at all, you know why they're starting at different times. I'm in pain. I'm drugged up. I'm not doing well. My schedule's fucked. I can't sleep. I'm not having a good week. Aw, you starting late. You need more yes, I need more fiber. Yep. I just can't figure it out. Send in your diet tips and your skincare products. I need help. You're all fucking out of it. You're all out of it.
One thing I have to say I regret is not getting to taste Dirty Delicious Clam. Can you imagine the juices that flow from that rot pocket? I could see the glisten on her sheets in a video I came to as I hung myself in my mother's basement.
Ew! Shall we always skadoosh? So,
what do you think Dalish has up in that clam? Natural or synthetic? Depends on the season, right? Depends on how much those piston rods are being... Okay, this is gross. Chris, just showered and ate Hipster 2024. Can you imagine? That guy is fucking gone. Gonzo. So drunk on cringe, pounding his chest Friday. Saturday, I think, gets his Twitter deleted. I don't know what he did. I don't really care. I guess he was saying something he shouldn't have said on Twitter. It got deleted. People noticed shortly after that the YouTube was gone. All his social media was deleted. DrunkOnCringe.com was working until I mentioned it earlier this week. Earlier this week, live on a show, he said, is DrunkOnCringe.com still work? It did. It had shirts up. And now if you go to DrunkOnCringe.com, it is blank. Nothing is there. And everybody started these rumors around saying that Drunk on Cringe offed himself. Drunk on Cringe got bullied and murdered himself. Now, look, if you had to ask me who started these rumors, it'd be Misery Loves Clips because they're wrong about everything. Holy shit. Holy shit. You want my prediction for the next misstepping guy? I don't even know what's going on with this idiot or girl. You know, I don't even... It's coming. It's coming. I see it already. Like, you know, when like one of those tops you spin starts wobbling when it's about to fall. That's what I see happening. Because you're seeing like a lot of emotions start to crack out of this dude. And look, they don't want to be a guy, I don't think, but it's happening. Because let me tell you what, it turns out this Misery Loves Clips guy does. He starts up all these little chat groups, and then you all run to these little chat groups and start chatting. And before you know it, you forget what group you're in, and you're just chatting with other people about MLC and stuff. Well, Misery Loves Clips starts all those groups to get gossip and dirt on you and try to form opinions with their half-formed brain. And they just make up shit and then tweet it. And then Misery Clips has to do a lot of apologizing and walking back and corrections lately. That's what I love. Yesterday they tweeted something about win by two or something. They tweeted like that win by two said something, and then a minute later had to go, correction, John from win by two says it wasn't really him in the chat. It's like, oh, thank God you issued a correction. We know Misery Clips is the record of source, the paper of record when it comes to describing stuff in the Dabbleverse. What an idiot. A correction. Nobody thinks you're right about anything, losers. Nobody thinks you're right about anything. Correction. We had something wrong. You have everything wrong. You're a fucking clip guy for a tiny corner of the internet. I make Red Bar and Melton and KB and Shuli clips. I make Ray clips. Correction! Yeah, God forbid anybody get anything wrong in this universe. It's all very, very serious. The problem is you do just run your mouth and make shit up. Melton quit because the store wasn't making enough money. Win by two says Drunk on Ken's killed himself. Correction! Correction! You're not the New York Times. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody thinks you had it right the first time, you drama-stirring shit-stirrer. We all just think you're another clip idiot clipping. Clipping. And by the way, you know, Citizen M has made like two clips, and they're all better than all of your clips. Citizen M, for all we know, has never done anything. He's sitting in his room learning editing for the past 9 years of his autistic, lonely life. Sticks his head up out of nowhere, makes better clips than anybody. I it's too bad this guy's trying to start his own channel. He put up a clip of me the other day. I'll hire you, Citizen M. I'll hire you. You make great. Holy shit. It was just a short little nothing clip. The editing on it, the style. I love the little static in it. Oh my God. Oh my God. And by the way, there was no editorializing or trying to guess what was going on. He didn't have to come back later and go, correction! Correction! Now, is Citizen M wrong about a lot of stuff, and does he spurg out? I imagine eventually his point of view will get all fucking warped, and anybody who's not Red Bar will be dumb. But for right now, he's killing it. He's killing it, and he's made, from what I know, two fucking videos. Okay, and not once have I had to see him come out and go, correction! Melton's trying to get my channel struck and says he's going to go after me. Yep! Correction! So everybody talking in one of those groups, just know that you are in a spy group. You are in a spy group from a guy who is up to no good. I don't know what he is. I don't know who he is. I've been sent a million emails about who Misery Clips is and what they're up to. I don't know what's true. I don't care. I'll tell you the same thing the other day. Somebody tried to get Drunk on Cringe's real info off of me, and I said, it's not an act. I don't play this shit. I don't do this stuff. I don't get into identities and doxing. I don't have to. I'm funny enough. I'm good enough in my words. I can make you feel stupid enough to apparently march into your grave by making three videos about you. So I don't need to issue corrections and do gay ops. But this guy's starting to figure out that everybody else is figuring out what he's up to. So if you're in one of those groups, I say leave it. Tell everybody else in the group what Misery Clips is up to. Because he's got all these groups, these Telegram groups, these Twitter groups. And if you think you're in it, it'll be like MLC podcast chat. It ain't. This guy's in there just bleeding you for info that he can get wrong about and have to issue corrections about later. Anyway, I don't even know how we got into this guy. It's just very funny to me. Yesterday when he tweeted something about correction, I fell out laughing like, oh, thank God. I thought Misery Clips had it wrong. Fuck. Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be if Misery Clips got anything wrong? Ah! Get him. Just kidding. Don't get him. That's a fake thing.
Hello. Melton, you missed our last conference call here at the Shuly Network. You have your performance review coming up, and I know you have been very helpful. However, we got a couple of complaints by listeners that your attitude at NLO, the Shuly Network's official help desk, has been lacking.
Oh, NLO is the official help desk of the Shuly Network. I didn't even know. Shmuel Buckman. Fun listen, thanks. Just got an email from Shmuel Buckman. Okay, so then I go on a thing about how it's fucking gay and lame and not funny to do that, and then Shmuel Buckman does it again. I'm not kidding. This is what's happening from now. I want everybody to hear this so that when you can't figure out why Melton's not getting your emails or listening to your emails or replying to your emails, I want you to know, and this is nobody right now, but this is final fucking warning. I'm not going to reply. I'm not going to let you know what's happened. Don't even worry about it. If you email me this kind of horse shit ever again, one off as a joke, and I know there's going to be six coming in right now, I'm letting you know, this isn't a bit. I'm blocking your email address. Shmuel Buckman, if you ever send me anything like this again, and I know what you're thinking, like, oh, Shmuel Buckman's the real name. I don't care. Go create another alt and start bugging me, and I'll block that one. I'm blocking it. I don't care if you're a subscriber, a member, what. I'm blocking it. I don't have time. I don't. During the show, it's borderline hilarious. We're all having a hoot. I'm deadly serious. You'll wonder, because Shmuel Buckman will forget. Shmuel Buckman loves the show. Don't get me wrong. Let's profile Shmuel Buckman. He loved the show. He thinks he's a hoot. He wants to try comedy, but he doesn't have the nerves. So he's going to email in funny stuff to Melton and see if he gets pats on the head about it. And maybe one day, those pats on the head will build up enough confidence that he'll try an open mic. Close? Right. Well, let me help you out. I'm not here to coach you to do comedy. I'm not here to make you feel better. This is lame and gay. It's not funny. It's derivative two times, so it's super old. Let it go. It's very hack at this point. And what'll happen is, because you're such a desperate, weird, malleable-minded simp, in 3 months your overdose will stop working, or you'll have a problem with your RSS feed, and email me, and you'll go, Melton doesn't even answer support emails. Melton doesn't help you out when the overdose. I quit my overdose because Melton doesn't help. No, your emails go to my trash can immediately because you're an idiot. That's why Melton doesn't help. So at your own risk from now on, everybody, at your own risk, I shall not be letting you know, and you'll just go on a block list. And forever, you'll wonder why I never reply or answer you or see your stuff anymore. Okay. I don't need you. I don't need the dumbest amongst us. So it's very self-selecting. And I want to tell all the normals out there, if you send me an email like, hey, Patrick, you're talking about not knowing about this, here's some info. Thank you. That is helpful. If I'm wrong about something, or I don't have it, all the info, or I say I don't know about something, and you have some insight, you'll never get a, what the fuck? Of course I know about this. What the fuck? There was, but then people like make up stuff in their head. Shuly called in last week And I had a joke about how I was just going to start streaming during the BS hours, BS show hours, and that'll be my new time slot. Someone in their brain heard Melton is going to let Shuly use his channel, and that rumor went like wildfire, and even Kevin Brennan went on his show like, now Melton's going to let Shuly stream on his channel? That's ban evasion, so we can report Melton. It's like, first of all, I love that that's where your brain went first, KB. We can report Melton. Second of all, no one even talked about that, and yet Brennan's not the only one who ran with that. I don't know where it came from. I got an email after the show like, Patrick, if you want to let Shuly stream on your show, you can set up these things called stream keys and give one to him. It's like, thanks. Thanks. Do you think I don't know about stream key? What is going on? We didn't even talk about him using my channel, and you're going on and on about how I'm going to make, Patrick, if you need help setting that up, and here's how stream keys work and how broadcasting on YouTube works. Thanks. Thanks. Oh. Let me get a pen. Slow down. Stream keys, you say? So now you've missed, you don't listen. You've misheard, and you're going to raise your hand and help me put one foot in front of the other and walk? I'll talk about wanting to get a car, and you'll send me a thing like, you know where you can get your license from? It's the DMV. Ever heard of it? You make an appointment online. All right, here's three other people just got blocked. Three people. All hilarious. All hilarious. And by the way, one of them is somebody who emails me a lot. You're blocked now. Was it where? Oh, what a hoot. What a hoot. Hey, Melton, you never answer my emails about this anymore. No, I don't even see them. I don't even see them. You go to my retard folder now. The trash. The trash. Never worry about it again. Never worry about it again. I got a macro set up that just does it now. Three people. One of them who emails me almost every week with, like, interesting stuff. But he thought it was worth a swing on the third revision to come back with a funny email. And now you'll never get a hold of me again. That's fucking crazy, right? Melton needs a Chandler bungee jump, New Zealand vacation. No. Shmuel Buckman, I've already failed at comedy tapes to prove. I know who you are exactly by what you did. By what you did. I kind of want to do comedy, but I'm not sure. I know. Didn't work out. Fucking weird, man. I thought it would be funny, too, but then it wasn't? That's crazy.
April and I had a wonderful time at the mall last night. I even talked her into getting her belly button pierced. It works great. Now I can hang a pine tree air freshener from it. Get it or cunt stinks.
The smell reminds me of the time I made cream of halibut using my toilet and a hairdryer.
Cream of halibut. Cream of halibut. Oh, God. So anyway, that's where we're at with idiots. Whatever. I know I sound insane, but I am. I am. I'm insane about you wasting my time. Sorry. Bye. I'll block everybody. I'll get rid of email. We'll be the only show that doesn't have any way to get hold of anybody. See it when you see it, or miss it forever. That's what I say. You fucking psychopaths. We might go overdose light only for live shows. Joey C, I know you've been calling in all show. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to talk to you anymore. I'm sorry. I can't answer your call. This was all fun and stuff for a while, but now it's out of my hands. I've literally been instructed to not answer your call or communicate with you at all. I wish you and your wife the best. I wish you and your daughter the best. And see you soon. So, Drunk on Cringe, everything's deleted. A rumor starts swirling that he may have offed himself. All the idiots in these little Misery Clips groups love it and start eating it up. So then, of course, Misery Clips starts tweeting it out. Correction! And then I get sent, you know, from some people this Facebook post. Oh, no. Have you seen this? And it's from a fat German milkmaid looking mom. Oh, Wunderglauben. And it's all in German, but then it's in English. Here is the text. If you haven't seen this, it's a screenshot from Facebook. We are devastated to announce that our loving son took his own life this past Monday morning. We are devastated at his loss. He had been suffering from depression as a result of cyberbullying campaign from several members of a niche podcast community, most notably all the misspellings in the world, a person named Patrick Melton, who relentlessly bullied our son into a dark and lonely place that resulted in his passing. Services will be held September Sunday, the 10th at 1 p.m., and a GoFundMe will be set up soon to assist with funeral expenses. Now, to that I say,
ha! Gay!
You know what I mean? People, the Dunning-Kruger of people. Drunk on Cringe is so stupid and unaware. This is what dumb people do. They think they're so smart they can fool everybody. Oh, really? Is this a death announcement that doesn't mention the name of the person who died at all? Our son took his life. Services are Sunday the 10th at 1 p.m. Where? Where? No mention of a funeral home. No mention of survivors. You know, he survived by. This isn't an obituary. This isn't your parents are so emotional about your loss that the only thing they can bring up is Patrick Melton and the bullying. We forgot our son's name. No photo. We don't even mention his name. We are so devastated by the bullying of our son relentlessly. I made three videos about your cabbage-eating boy. I made three videos about your rotund Augustus Gloop-looking son. No one cares about your fat boy. And by the way, I want to make it clear. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Bring me the body. Bring me the body. Bring me the coffin. Bring me the bereavement brochure. What a fucking idiot this guy is. And by the way, what kind of fucking desperate, needy, Tom Sawyer level shit is this? He's literally Tom Sawyer in the rafters looking down at his own funeral going, "You'll miss me when I'm gone. What if I kill myself?" You know, when you're 6 years old and you tell your mom, "When I run away, you'll be sorry." And then you hide and watch just to see how they'll act if you're missing. See, they're looking for me. They wish they could find me. They're missing me. We ain't. You think if Misery Clips and Drunk on Cringe went away tomorrow, we'd all be like, "But where will we get our clips? But where will we get our clip?" One of the other nine idiots who does it. One of the other fucking losers who does it, who doesn't have talent, who stands behind clipping. "I'm going to clip. I'm going to clip it." Correction. I was wrong about something. You're wrong about everything. You're wrong about everything. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. By the way, if he's so dead, get a thermos and head down to the graveyard, because I heard milk does a body good. Got him. Confirmed. Holy shit. Holy shit. "I'm going to pretend I'm dead. Then they'll all miss me. And they'll be like, 'Oh, we've been too far. We teased the German so much. He killed himself. Please come back. Drunk on Cringe. Come back.' And then I'll come back and everybody be nice to me." Is that really what happened in his head? I'm being serious. How did he think this would play out? he'd start a rumor that he's dead, or he'd fake a memorial service, and we'd all go, oh, we went too far. We didn't. I want to make it clear. If he's really dead, yay. Fuck that idiot. Fuck that stupid German boy who's dead. I love Misery Clips and all these other fucking idiots buying into, if this is true, my condolences to his family. Fuck his family. Fuck his fat German milk drinking mom. Fuck him. First of all, again, I don't believe you. No, this is written like a fucking, this is like amateur hour over here. It's like, who read that and went, oh no, did he die? I read that and started dying laughing. A poor boy has taken his life. Services are a Sunday at 1. I don't know how I got British. I don't know what I'm doing. The point is, fuck that German. Fuck you. You sucked when you were alive. You suck at being dead. You suck at pretending to be dead. How do you think this is going to play out? Even if you were really dead, do you think I would come on here and be like, I guess we didn't know? I'd be like, what a bitch. What a fragile bitch who had to brush his teeth with a knife. Grr, grr, grr. What a bitch. Ah, nothing about you makes sense. You're not a man. Melton is the one who went after you. Melton is the one who attacked you. Nobody likes onions attacked you. You ignored me and went after Shuli, who did nothing, and acted like you had a giant beef with him. Way to be more German. Way to be more German. You just hate him because he's Jewish? On brand. On brand. Shuli did nothing to you. You can't fight fights that you're being called. Fight this fight. No, Melton is fine. And yet you make it a fake obituary where you're like, Melton drove him to... Which is it? Melton's fine. Melton's nothing. I never ran from Melton. Melton made up a thing about milk. Melton's a fucking idiot. I don't care about Melton. Nobody thinks about Melton. And the next day, oh, my boy. Oh, my German sauerkraut-sucking boy. Oh, I walked into his room and he was dangling from his lederhosen. I don't know why I'm Jamaican. I don't know what's going on. The point is, it's all dumb. I wish he did do it. We're starting a GoFundMe and an investigation. Come investigate. Put your fat mom and your fat German dad on a plane and get over here and investigate it. Did you take our boy? Fuck your boy. Fuck your FIFA clipping, dabble versus dabbling, bringing Vim into the dabble. Fuck him. What an idiot. To put that out and try to fake your death because you think it's going to get you sympathy, or we're all going to go, oh, we wish we could go back. If we could only take it all back. If we could only take it all back. Okay. JK. Is he really dead? Can we contribute? I'd like to send a bouquet of black roses.
Hello, internet. Help desk. I'm calling because I have this great idea. I want to go on tour with Bob. I'll even write his stand-up for him as soon as I figure out how this pen works. I already know that it tastes funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody believes this, right? It's so stupid. Humble prank. Greg Lambert, Mountain, you need to shoot Chode for stealing your cadence and intonation. He completely changes broadcasting delivery to mimic yours. It's cringe as fuck. I mean, who's watching Chad? I get it. When was the last time you tried to watch Chad? Again, no one's worried about... Look, Chad is scrambling to try to maintain some kind of relevancy. Chad is talentless. Chad will never be a factor, and I really don't even think about him or worry about him. He could have a professional team behind him and he'd sabotage himself. Chad's a loser with no ability and talent. I know that you guys are still holding out like, no, he's kind of funny, or maybe you're incorrect. You're incorrect. He has nothing. He has nothing. We did start the football podcast now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all know how big that got in the past. Oh, wait. Joey C, member for 2 months. Take this and put it in Danny. She will love it. Who's Danny? Oh, you're talking about my wife, Danielle. Ugh. Again, I'm not allowed to respond. I've been told not to engage, so I can't. She probably will love it.
My loyal fans are such stupid knickers. They will believe anything. And if there are, there is nothing for them to believe, the stupid knicker-loving niggers will just make up some knicker fantasy. Speaking of knickers, here are some facts about that Jew Shuley that I just imagined.
I tried to rape, I mean, talk to a woman at the gym, and the uppity cunt had the nerve to not answer my question about her Apple Watch. Good luck finding her body. When Raymond has a question, you better have answers, ladies.
So, just so you know, first of all, Moody said there was a speech filter on this now. What a liar. What an absolute liar. And second of all, just stop doing that. Again, I know it's a hoot. And now that I said stop doing it, 9 more people will do it and it'll be so funny. He said to stop and we kept on. Right, right. As soon as we switch over to the new system, you'll just be like, you won't be able to do it anymore. We'll just literally, you'll be blocked. So it's super funny that I have to go and now edit that out. And by the way, now this show comes down and it's not available for anyone for hours. And everybody yells at me about how lazy I am and stupid I am and where's the shows. Because you had to get an N-word comment in. Because again, the N-word is the funniest word. Maybe we'll just go. I'll just go today. I wanted to do Michael Ray Bauer and Ray stuff, but I guess it's just too fun. It's too funny. Everything's too funny today. We can't between the N-word and, oh man, it's such a hoot. It's so funny. I'll put the N-word in it, and then I didn't read one, and I clicked it and let it through, and you have to go. Andrew Carr has to let everybody know he loves the N-word. Andrew Carr loves the N-word, everybody. Oh, God. It is, you know, you wonder, you think about the internet ruining society. Some people believe that. Look, the internet's just a tool. Society ruins society. Yeah, you're not meant to interact with people from other communities and tribes. This is chaos. There's a whole group of people who think N-words are the worst. Doxed. No, he's proud of his N-word jokes. I want to make sure he knows. I want to make sure everybody knows that Andrew loves the N-word. Patrick, what if he stops super chatting? What if he stops super chatting me the N-word? That'd be great, actually. That'd be great for me. That'd be great for me.
I didn't do fucking shit. I didn't fucking do this.
Oh, shit. Are we having fun? Are we doing it? You know, be more creative in your racism. You know, I don't appreciate anybody without a good ability to use some substitute words and some metaphors. You know, I like some allegorical pizzazz. Is there a GoFundMe for the N-word AI chat? I don't even know what that means. But you know what I mean? Like, imagine saying there's a funeral, but not saying where the funeral is. Imagine saying our poor boys died, but you don't say his name. This is amateur hour. Again, who's going to fall for this? The dumbest amongst us. Misery loves clips. Ray. Joey C. Oh, I heard that guy died. Condolences to his family. Look out, Melton will make a wall. We would. Do you think if I found out that Drunk on Cringe was actually dead, that I wouldn't already have a wall up where you turn it over and try to guess what brand of milk is on the other side of the squares? Not saying his name is a dead giveaway. Get it? Dead giveaway. This is the
Dad,
greatest.
Get the fuck out out of the chats. You're embarrassing me. Like being the daughter of a man who lies about everything and a mom that's a career criminal could get worse. Shouldn't you be out making up some more lies to escape your pathetic lives? If DOC is dead, I have plenty of room in this smucker's jar.
That's right.
Humble toe tag.
That's right. Humble toe tag. Now DOC could be up there just pile driving Christina C's daughter. DOC's up there just downing milk, getting his bones strong, if you know what I mean. And just start pounding away at that dead girl. While her herpes sore just sheds all over his uncut German penis. Anyways, I can't wait for this guy's next move. I'm not going to say his name because it doesn't seem to be really out there like some of our other spurgs. But not mentioning his name in the thing is pathetic, and I'll be watching when you try to pop up again. This is nothing other than another attempt at his reinventing himself. And again, you know what really turns me off? It's not that, you're allowed to be a dork or a nerd or a loser or a spurg. That's me. What I don't like is people who can't be genuine with who they are. And what I despise even more than that is people who don't know who they are, and that's why they can't be who they are. Drunk on Cringe and Chow, it's like the thing that rubs you wrong about all these guys is they don't know who they are yet. Like every time you turn them on, it's like they're trying to be another thing. It's like, okay, he's got like Chad. All right. Snakeskin hat today. Okay. Changing your name again. Okay. Oh, got a big fur coat on today. All right. Oh, you're going to get rid of the milk and change your camera angle and do a different background. Right. Right. So they're just trying things or throwing shit at the wall. And again, we've all been through that, but you know, in our teens and childhood days, when we try to learn how to interact with people and figure stuff out, these guys are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, trying to figure out who they are. Like, what? Maybe if I wear a coat, maybe if I put some watch boxes up, maybe if I get a toy. Am I a guy yet? Maybe if I edit things, maybe if I put up a game, maybe if I get a gamer chair, maybe if I do a studio, maybe if I move my camera over here, maybe if I put a colored light behind my head, maybe if I start a new show that's about good vibes, maybe I'll try that. Joey C, how many, been around for 2 months, how many attempts at a show has this guy? Nah, you'll get it. Old gray man, you're old and gray. You don't know what you are yet. It's like, love me or hate me, I'm very, very based and grounded about where I'm at. Fuck that dead German, dead or alive. Fuck that dead daughter, dead or alive. I hope the German fucks the dead daughter. Nobody cares. I'm disgusted by adult men with children or without children in their 60s trying to figure it all out. Like, you know, we're new to this. We're just going to try to figure it all out. Good luck. Good luck. What were you doing the other 50 years of your life besides cultivating a personality or figuring out what you enjoy? You know, what does Joey C and his wife do all day? Drunk on Cringe is like, I'm a streamer, just so you know, I'm not new to this. I wouldn't tell many people that. You suck. You suck. So we're all very, 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 very impressed by the death announcement. Super real, super impressive. I'm sure he's dead and not just hiding out because he doesn't know what to do next. Like one of these lost losers. I'm sure you're not just hiding in Germany doing your day job, wondering how to emerge next. Maybe next time I don't go on camera.
Maybe next time I do clips of, I don't know. I don't even know what I would clip. I guess maybe casino games or Donkey Kong. Maybe I'll get into all arcade classics. I guarantee he's thinking, like, what can I do? Fuck. Next time I enter a community, I would not be so eager to show my face and gulp milk. I will go slower. I will reveal myself to be a cool guy, take my time, maybe not go on every show with every loser, drunk as fuck, unable to talk. Yeah, that's it. Next time, whatever community I go into, I'm going to really do it right this time. I'm going to be respected, a member. It's going to be great. It's really going to work for me this time. I disappear. I reemerge in the cooking video community. I stick my head out again. I do clips of Jay Leno's garage. Can you imagine what he tries to do next? I love it. I love it. Ask Joey C if he finger blasts himself. Ooh. Greg Edwards, hit that like button to support Chowie and his battle against Osteo. Osteoporosis sounds like a delicious breakfast cereal, no?
Gotcha, Milton. What a genius trick I played on you. Melton's crying. Bet you feel real guilty now. Ha ha ha, humble brag.
No drunk on cringe. Melton didn't get it. And we put all our two brain cells together to figure out a plan on how to make Patrick's broken heart grow.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Have we had enough? Should we get into some Ray today? It's been a while since we've had some Ray palate cleanser.
The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat.
Ski Mask is live. On my slot? In my slot. Hit the like button, you showers. Hey, Cardiff's kids, where are we at? You know, get on this like button. Don't make me take back everything nice I said about you. And I won't even tell you. You'll see. You'll see. I will say this. One more week from tomorrow, all this stuff comes down in the store. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. If you haven't got a hat, the summer of hats, look, you're on the clock. One more week. You think I'm kidding? It all vanishes. Everything you've been eyeing for 3 months, 4 months. Oh, I like that hat. Oh, I like that hat. Oh, I like that shirt. Oh, I like that shirt. The controlling the narrative mud shark shirt. The summer shades and hello. All this stuff, it's going away. Head over now. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. Support the show. Pick up something now. If you're an Overdose member, a regular Overdose member, you save 15% on merch automatically when you're logged in over at that store. Okay. I have two Ray shows from a week ago. Now, look, since a week ago, a lot has happened. A lot has happened. Ray DeVito has admitted to liking prostate play and his taint being minded a lot. Ray DeVito has taught everybody how to wipe on his show. And Ray DeVito yesterday, I think yesterday or maybe last night, was going on and on about how he doesn't like women who play games and... because he goes, I'm very forward and make moves, so I like women who do the same. And it's like, what? We all sat and watched while you, like, twiddled your thumbs and were too shy to look Airy Jane in the eyes or ask her to make plans with her. You would just kind of, like, on the podcast be like, yeah, I'm going to see her. And then now you've been invited to go to Springsteen and spend the night at Tracy Jane's house, who was going to drive. She was going to drive 2 hours to watch him do an open mic, and he kind of was like, nah. But then a listener, a male listener, gave him a ticket to Springsteen, so he was going to go to Springsteen with this male listener. And now Springsteen has canceled all his shows because, you know, he's an old, hardworking, blue-collar guy. And Ray is like, people are like, well, you should still go see Tracy Jane, you know, like. And he's like, I don't know. You know, if Springsteen's not on, I don't really care. He goes, but I was looking forward to hanging out with the fan. So maybe I'll go hang out with the fan. Maybe I'll go to Philly anyway and hang out with the fan. So again, he's not interested in women. He's interested in dudes and fans. And dudes are good looking and women look pretty. And dudes are good looking and they have a good body and they're handsome. Comments on every aspect of a man's physical appearance. But I can't let, normally, like, when this much time passes and I had some Ray shows pulled, I'd let them go. I can't let these two go. One with Tracy Jane, one with Airy Jane. Airy Jane, when we only got to watch 5 minutes or so of. Hi, Airy Jane. She lurks. Just the way I like her. Under the desk. That was weird. And the Tracy Jane, I mean, Tracy Jane, I had no idea. I mean, you have some idea. This woman is completely broken. I guess she just got out of a relationship and she's a disaster. And Ray doesn't even pick up on it. Like, she's such a mess, but like compared to Ray, it's like a little bit of a normal life. There's no way to get into it other than just getting into it. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. Here we go. You got to just watch how this plays out. And again, this is from a week ago.
What's up? What's up? What's going on? I'm sorry. I'm late. My apologies, Tracy.
Every day he's late. Every day.
It's good to see you. All right. Let's have it. What yeah, you physical like, ailment is going on with Ray?
So she goes, all right, let's have it. What physical ailment is going on with Ray? So she's done the show, what, 2 times? She already gets it. It's just Ray falling apart. That's the show.
What'd you say?
What physical ailment is going on with you now? There's always something.
I'm good. My knee's still a little sore, but it's doing all right. It's doing okay. It's hanging in there.
Hanging in.
You're not falling apart a little bit more?
I'm always falling apart, but yeah, my knee's better. It's better. Like I'm still gonna go get the MRI on my knee, but it's definitely like better than what it was. Like I actually started.
Please don't
back
die. Please don't die.
Why does she just keep repeating herself? We heard you. You didn't have to say it 4 times. Please don't die. Please don't die. Please don't die. Please don't die. You okay? First time with a camera and microphone?
Okay.
How are you? What's up with you? What's going on with you?
Yeah, you know, same shit. Upset.
And every day there's an echo. Every day Ray can't figure out his audio. Every day. And now you'll hear him say stuff like this all the time. Sorry, I'm on my old laptop. Let me go get my new one and try that. Remember when he didn't have money for laptops? Now he's got 2? And why are you using the old one? You got rid of the old one for a reason, right? Didn't the monitor not work? What's going on? Sorry, I'm on my old. Then I'll have a new headset, but he's not talking through the mic and he can't even tell. Again, how do you not know you're not talking into the mic? How do you not know it's on? You can't hear it? Every show, every day. Is that you echoing or me echoing? Is that you echoing? This is the first 10 minutes of every Ray show lately.
You know, breakups suck. And
so he said, how are you doing? And she goes, breakup suck. She's been dumped. She's been dumped and she is broken about it. You know, when a woman gets this old, you know, this is like the end of the road for a 50-year-old woman is, you know, might as well be tossed into the ocean for chum. None of her parts work. Everything's been rotting up there. It's like Drunk on Cringe's fat German mom. Oh, poor boy. Make another one. Oh, you can't. You can't. You can't. It's just crop dusted up there. You know what I mean? Just dry as the playa. It's a Burning Man joke.
You know, I got a sister I'm really worried about, so I'm like, you know.
So he said, "How are you doing?" And she's like, "Breakups are hard. I got a sister that I'm worried about." You know, trying to like immediately, "I'm not the worst. You are. You are. Your sister's not sitting around going like, well, at least I didn't get dumped. You are the worst. You're the worst."
How's your sister? What happened with your sister?
Did what? I tell you my sister had a brain tumor?
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's still...
Hold on.
It's still there?
Yeah. Hold on. I have a sister that I'm really worried about. What's going on with your sister? I didn't tell you she has a brain tumor? Oh, yeah. That old thing? That old stuff?
I mean, it's gone. The tumor's gone, but, you know...
It's not a tumor.
That's kind of a big thing. So, hey. Right. Hi, everybody. So
she's all over the place. She's a little manic. She's been dumped, and she is emotional and flighty, and that's going to be the theme for this whole vibe.
Anyone wants relationship advice, I'm on tonight.
See what I mean? She wants to talk about your problems. Let's not focus on her being 50 and unable to be loved. Anybody want relationship? You just said that your sister has a tumor, and so does your relationship. Yeah, we'd love to get your advice.
For relationship advice?
And she's laughing. It's like, so if anybody wants relationship life, I'll give it tonight. And Ray's like, she's out of her mind.
Get the fuck out. Get away from that skank, asshole, whatever, you know.
So her relationship advice, even though she hasn't heard anybody's problem yet, is get away from that loser. Because she's just gone through a relationship. Guaranteed the guy didn't want anything to do with her, really, other than, you know, slipping it in and out and making white. And she's hurt by that. So now her thing is like, he's a loser. Am I right, ladies? Well, she's guzzling wine and she's hammered. And she goes, if anybody wants relationship advice, I'm on tonight. Get away from that loser. So your relationship advice is, as a miserable, single, alone woman who cannot find love because you're toxic and broken, your advice to everyone, barring even hearing their situation, is, boo, get away from that loser. Okay. We'd love to hear more.
Yay. You want to see it again? You have a nice dress on. That's a party dress.
Now that you know, watch her range of emotions. Getting dumped sucks. Da, da, da. So if you want relationship advice, I'm here tonight. I'm on. Get rid of that loser. She goes from like this down to this really up. Again, it's all the women who post all this stuff about being strong that are the most fragile bitches on the planet. You know, I saw Airy Jane post some meme this weekend, and I was like, ooh. Something, strong women don't have to go around telling everybody that they're strong. Strong women don't have to go around doing, like, it's insane. And by the way, we're on your social media. We know you're not. This isn't about Airy Jane. She's lovely. You know, we watch you have the nervous breakdowns every other day. So just because you posted a rising from the ashes, I'm a phoenix, I'm a strong bitch, I'm a boss bitch, I am powerful. Just because you posted that meme today doesn't mean we forgot about all your breakdowns all week long. You're a fragile nut.
Again, Tom Brady isn't constantly posting sunsets and sunrises and going, tomorrow's a new challenge. I'm strong enough to rise and meet the... Ever. Ever. Never. My dad rarely ever had a calendar with kittens on it saying, hang in there, or up and at 'em, boys.
So anyone wants relationship advice, I'm on tonight.
Relationship advice?
Get the fuck out. Get away from that skank, asshole, whatever, you know.
Even fades out on her own because she knows she's full of shit. Anybody need relationship advice? Get away from that. Get away from that fucking loser guy.
Yay. You look like you're in party mode. You have a nice dress on. That's a party dress.
No, I had a big meeting today. They're saying there's an echo. There is an echo.
Yeah, okay. On you, on your end. Is it me, Franklin Scheckler, or is it, how do I sound to you?
I'm not hearing it now. Did you do something?
But no, yours doesn't sound good. Yeah, your audio is not right.
Shit. Well, it's the same as it's always been. Man,
I want to listen.
I wonder if my phone wants
to go. Oh, shoot. Hang on.
Let me make sure I'm not on like two different. Yeah, it's echoing.
So someone's playing the show. I mean, it's like it's minutes behind and you can hear it playing. Now, odds are Ray's got a browser open just playing it and has no idea. Again.
How about now?
Cardiff's kid said, oh, great, another man not taking responsibility. I mean, I take responsibility for my shit. But, you know. Men have breakdowns in different ways. Again, I get emails from men being sensitive bitches all the time. Women are the only ones who, in between breakdowns, have to tell everyone that they're strong bitches. It's like, you ain't. You're just as broken as all the men and everybody else. And by the way, you're 50 and alone. You know, there's after a while of pounding your flat chest, or pounding your chest flat, depending on how you look at it, you know, eventually we're going to look at you and go like, it might be you. I know all the men are the worst, but it might be you.
How about now? Okay, maybe that did it. I think I was maybe open on two different...
No, I was listening. I think we're better. People in the chat, let me know. Let me know how the love echoes. Yeah, I heard you echoing. Yeah, you echoed. Do you have headphones? It's still not good. Do you have headphones? Headphones would be best. Headphones would be best.
Ray, you have headphones and never even turn them on. You have headphones and don't plug them in. You have headphones and don't hook them up. You have headphones and don't select that as the output. You just wear them while it comes through your speaker.
If you need headphones, otherwise it's going to not sound good.
Someone's telling Tiff to listen. What did Tiff do? I have no idea what's happening.
But I think I actually have you somehow in a...
Yeah, it's when you talk. Yeah, you need headphones. Plug headphones into your...
Say headphones again.
A computer. Otherwise, it's not going to sound good. Like, I hear, because when you talk, the microphone is also your headphones right now. So you have to have headphones.
He's so dumb. If that was the problem, you'd hear yourself echo back when it came out of her speakers and then went into her mic, stupid. He's like, yeah, your problem is that when you talk, it's your headphones and your microphone. When you talk, it's all your headphones and your microphone. What? What does that even mean?
So that's where we're at. You need to have headphones. Otherwise,
how does Ray really, at this point, still doesn't understand headphones and microphones and audio? Like, what he just described has nothing to do with anything going on. Like, it's the most insane thing I've ever heard. When you talk, it's your headphones and your microphone all out in one.
What?
It's not gonna, it's gonna sound like crap.
You're saying it's you, Ray, not her.
No, no, I know what's going on.
You don't, Ray. Notice the theme again, Ray. You know, I don't want to be the guy. Ray, any situation that arises like this ever in the future, I know you're not watching because you're getting ready to do your show, or maybe you're even live right now. Any time, it's like when Airy Jane was like telling Ray, like, Melton doesn't have your shirts in his store. That's Shuley's store. And he's like, that's Melton's store. Shuley's store is Melton's store. And she's like, Ray, Shuley controls what? And he snapped at her. Airy, I know what's going on. You don't know what you're talking about. I know what's going on. You don't. You don't. All these women, for how flawed they are in their emotions and personal day-to-day situations, Ray, you're always wrong. This, like, this thing that comes out of your mouth all the time where you say the words, no, I know what's going on. You never do. You never do. Shushing people and silencing people and uttering the words, no, no, you're wrong. I know what's going on. Ray, never do that. I'm not being mean. I want to be real and sincere here. You, when someone's doing this to you, when you're having this conversation, stop yourself and catch yourself and go, am I going to look fucking retarded in a minute? Could this possibly be me? I have sound issues every day with everyone, no matter my setup. Same setup every day. Every day I have audio problems. I'm Ray DeVito, and every day I have audio problems, and yet I'm going to yell at this woman and tell her, no, 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 it's you. I know what's going on. I know what's going on. You don't have a clue what's going on, Ray, in general and very in specific. This confidence, I don't even know where it comes from. He's never been right about anything. He's never nailed anything. And yet he has the confidence constantly to pipe up and go, you're wrong. I know what's going on. You never do. You never do.
You need to have headphones. Otherwise, it's going to sound like crap.
You're saying it's you, Ray, not her.
No, no, I know what's going on.
I know what's going on. You don't. Cut to 3 minutes from now when Ray figures out, it is me. Every day, Ray, every day. You know what's going on every day? Okay.
Let me see my audio, but no, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good. It's definitely I'm good. You need headphones.
It's definitely you. You need headphones.
Set your, because they're hearing me, so I sound bad because they're hearing me through your audio.
Nope. She's the one echoing. We're hearing the show from minutes ago as well. Someone has a tab open, Ray. I wonder who it is.
Because I'm also coming in on your audio. So the fact that you're listening to your audio on your computer, like, listen, I'm going to mute you right now. But the fact that you're listening to me on the same thing where your audio is going in is what's creating.
I mean, have you ever heard something explained more insanely convoluted? No, because where your audio is going in, you're on the same, Tiff is like, you were talking about broken. Hold on. What's happening here with Tiff? We like Tiff. What's happened? He has sucked from day one. Is she talking about me? Tiff is like, you were talking about broken, but thinks she's a strong lady and ugly only. I mean, what is going on? You know, we share a common language for a reason, so we can communicate. And then someone writes something like this, and it's like, Tiff is like, you are talking about broken, but thinks she's strong, LOL, old and ugly, but only hates on stuff and supports Shuley's and Carl's of the world, LOL. It's like, right, she's not smart like you. I don't know what's going on.
The echo. So you have to have headphones. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It just isn't going to work.
So she never has headphones and she's done a million shows. But Ray can't pick up on that. He just thinks he knows everything. He's like, it's you. It's you. And again, Ray doesn't understand audio routing to save his life. He couldn't draw a simple diagram of how his headphones and microphone work to his computer. Guaranteed he couldn't do it.
Otherwise, but yeah, that's what's going on.
I don't have headphones and you've muted me, so I'm
you have zero headphones?
I don't have headphones. Why would I have headphones?
Okay, then I will say, yeah, so it's not going to sound great. You know what the thing is? I guess I
imagine spending, again, he does this every day with everybody. It's every day there's audio problems for 10 minutes. And it turns out it's Ray every time. It's always Ray. And yet every time Ray knows the problem and it's the other person. I mean, I wish I was kidding. This is Groundhog Ray. It's Groundhog Ray.
I will talk and then I will mute myself and let you talk.
That's not the issue. He's not echoing at all. So he's like making up a problem and diagnosing it. He's like, I'm echoing because I'm coming through your. It's like, nope, nope, nope.
I think we have to do it like that. It's not going to work. Any other. Ray, tap out the lovely blonde host. Yeah, so that's what it is. So when I talk, even when I'm talking, it's going to come in echoey.
Nope, it's fine.
So, yeah. Did you have headphones before or just tonight?
No! Catch up! She's already said this is how I always am. It's not her! He's so adamant. No, I know what it is. It's you. You got to get...
Tonight.
No!
Oh, you didn't have headphones before?
I don't know why it's not working now. I didn't do anything different. I don't have anything different.
Okay, then
my other pages, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say get closer to your laptop when
Nope.
And also, we can't talk over each other, so we have to take turns talking.
Right.
It has nothing to do with. Look, you're not talking. She's talking and echoing.
Never had this problem before. Why is this a thing?
This is the problem too. Is like even women who are smarter than Ray, like she's making a good point, but she's not being adamant. Like Ray needs to be shaken. Like, hey, dummy, I'm echoing, not you. It has nothing to do with you talking. It's your system echoing me. And Ray's like, no, I'm echoing because I'm coming out. It's like, that's not even what's happening. You're making up a thing that's happening and then saying that's the problem.
I hear it too. I don't know. I hear it tonight. Oh, all right. People are saying it's fine. So never mind. Maybe it's fine. Beloved chatter, say headphones. All right. Tell me about.
So Ray still doesn't read chats. People chat, people super chat. He never completes it. So beloved chatter wrote, say headphones one more time. It comes up and Ray goes, say headphones. All right. You know, all right. And if you're listening or have this on casually in the background, you have no idea what just happened. Read the whole chat and then respond to it. They were like, Ray, tap out, let the lovely blonde host. Ray goes, Ray, tap out, lovely blonde host. So anyway, and he just moves on and never talks about the comment. His biggest problem is listening. He does not, he's got whatever breed of autism it is, that it's just what's going on in Ray's head and Ray's mind. When someone else is talking, he's listening to his own thoughts. When someone else is talking, he's reading the chat. When someone else is talking, he's thinking about what he wants to talk about next. When he's reading a thing, he's already moved on. There's no in the moment. There's never finishing a chat. And there's never responding to the chat. You're lucky if he finishes reading your thought, much less expounds on it and has an answer. He just moves on immediately. Say headphones. Yeah, I mean, he's going to do headphones. Anyway, Tracy, what's going on with you? What if you had paid for that comment? Or the last one that he ignored? Or the last one he ignored? Or the one before that? He doesn't read them. He doesn't respond. And it carries over. Again, like, Ari Jane will be, like, telling him something, and he just, you can tell he's not even listening. He's reading the chat, because she'll finish a long thing and ask a question, and he'll just go, David Skywalker says, and then she just busts out laughing, because it's like, why am I here? And again, good question. Yeah, Ray DeVito won't even ask me to do his show. Correct. Correct. I would never. I mean, what is this? You know, and by the way, he'll do one on Thursdays where he's like, we do a pro show on Thursdays with a producer so I can put it on iTunes for industry. It's like, hold on, Producer Joe is what's making your show pro or not? You know, and no slam to Producer Joe, but it's like, I'll play a clip from your loose nightly shows and from your professional Thursday afternoon show with producers. And I dare you to tell the difference.
Your night. How's the breakup going?
Same thing. I was really good to that shithead for a year. You know what, Ray? I remember decades ago, my sisters, I was dating a guy. I don't even remember who it was, but I was dating a guy.
But I tell this story often.
A guy, and when they came to my mom's house, they were like, let's see your feet. And I was so embarrassed.
Hang on. I'm going to say, turn your volume down.
Ray, she's talking. And then there's tons of echo of her voice. And your solution to that is for her to turn her volume down. For that to even remotely have an effect, what you have to think is going on is that she's talking at her laptop, and then her voice is coming back out of the speakers so loudly and echoing that it's going back into the microphone, but then eventually fades out. Now, anyone who knows anything about audio knows that's not how a feedback loop works. When audio coming out of a speaker goes into a microphone, it eventually catches up to itself and just starts providing feedback. The horrible noise we've all heard when you put a microphone near a speaker. Also, her voice isn't coming out of her speakers. She's just talking. Her mic picks it up and it goes to you. It doesn't go in and then come back out of her speakers, because that's the only way turning her speakers down would do anything. Again, how have you done this for so long and have no idea what's going on? Her mic and voice is fine. It's your end, Ray. I don't even know. Like, what are we? Oh, turn your volume down. The thing that will make no difference. Right. Imagine if he was in Geek Squad.
That'll help. If you turn your volume down.
It won't.
That'll help a little bit.
It won't. It has nothing to do with anything.
Hence why you got to be closer to. No, whatever volume, just turn it down and that'll help out. Ray, it's your backwoods. Don't have it as sit closer and have it down. A little bit. Not enough so you don't hear me, but yeah. Okay. Love echoes. I'm reading the super chats real quick. Ray, tap out and let the lovely blonde host. That's you, the lovely blonde host. And then
somebody says, Ray's headphone mic even on? I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, he has this problem every day. I'm not kidding. Every day there's an audio issue, and every day Ray thinks it's somebody else. And halfway through the show, every day it's Ray. Every fucking day.
Also, George, Ray, it's your backwoods computer. It's It's Back Market. Back Market is where I got my computer. All right.
All right. All right.
So anyway, so I had sisters years ago said, I was dating a guy and they were like, let's see your feet. Let's see your feet. Like,
he still thinks that's on her. There's no way that would be on her end. Like, it's just not, it's not possible. This is the easiest thing in the world to diagnose. It's Ray's end. It's Ray's end. 100%. 100%. 100%.
You don't have headphones. I have headphones. The feedback comes from the thing and it's bouncing off the stuff. Turn up your volume. Turn around and show us your tits.
Yeah.
They just started dating this guy and I was like, oh my God, you guys are embarrassing me. I like this guy. Why are you doing this to me? And now I'm like, you know what? They were on to something because... this last guy, his teeth were as bad as his feet. I should never date somebody whose teeth are as bad as his feet ever.
I also love this when girls like date a guy for 4 years and then they break up with him and like he had the worst teeth and his breath smelled and his feet were the worst. Always like cut me open in the night. My calves bled. It's like you were with a guy with horrible breath for 4 years. It's the same as the comics who go on stage and start shitting on their wives. It's like, but you picked her. You picked this miserable cunt you can't stop bitching about. You're dumb. He had the most jacked up teeth and he couldn't walk straight. He ran around on the street like Kaiser Soze, just doing circles with his little flipper foot. Right. He's the loser. He's the loser. You saw old dragon breath gout toes and were like, hello, and locked it down for 4 years. And now we're supposed to think you're cool because you're shitting all over this loser. It's like you loved it. By the way, you're hurt. You're lashing out because you're hurt that he left you. You miss this stinky motherfucker. You miss this groat motherfucker. You know. He was so gross, and he always picked his nuggets of shit and ate them like milk duds. What a loser. We were together 6 years, and he just fucked off. Oh, the guy used to eat shit milk duds out of his asshole? Like a Pez dispenser? You loved him. You loved him. You're hurt now. But he's the loser? Right.
Very good.
Wow. Then no you're going to hate me. My feet are the worst. Like I have duct tape toes. I'm missing a toenail. I'm two different nails now, but that's because I run and I keep them all together.
What?
Oh, Ray. I don't know what you do to not take care of yourself, but there's a lot of
I fucking run four. I run 4 miles a day at 8.5 miles per hour. Like,
what?
I haven't been doing it lately.
Does he have one of those dog tags that tell him?
But I started back on the Peloton bike today, and my knee.
Why is he always doing this? No, because later I'm going over to the comedy club, and then I have to go get gas for my car, so I went and did that and did the other thing, and then my thumbs are indicators. Yeah, so I think, so it's pretty good.
He is doing okay. So I'm back on the bike.
Did your knee grow, Ray?
Here we go. I'm not just John, everybody. My knee did not grow. The swelling went down. I'm not just John. This is Tracy Jane.
Hello,
Tracy Jane.
I'm not just John.
Nice to meet you.
Have you guys, do you know Tracy Jane at all?
No, I don't think she does. Are you related to Airy or perhaps Mary? Doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not related to Mary Jane, but I do have guest weed in my freezer.
So what did I miss, Ray? What's going on here?
I said, I'm ready for any relationship advice. I'm all in because I'm ready to tell people get outski Get away from that asshole. Get away from that douchebag. Get away from that bitch.
Imagine if that. Imagine a real advice show saying this. Hey, call into Loveline. We'd love to take your calls and tell you to get away from that asshole. Get away from that bitch. It's like, well, I don't need to call in, and you don't need to hear about it. She already knows the advice she wants to give everybody is get away, break up, love stinks, boo, because she's been broken up with. So she's in a really, really healthy, good place to offer advice to everybody on love.
Well, and I was asking what recent physical ailment is going on with Ray today, because there's always something new.
So we're 10 minutes into the show. We're back to the first question she asked within seconds. What's going on with Ray today? That's where we've gotten to, everybody. 10 minutes in, and we're back to, so what's going on with you?
Yes, the last I heard, Ray was duct taping his testicles. He needed to find something else to do with the duct tape after he used it all up on his foot. Ray, how are
you? So look, Obnoxious John is echoing. And Tracy's echoing. But they go on other shows all the time and don't have echoes. Huh. And Ray has an echo every day with everyone, no matter where he's at, what computer he's using, what headphones, what microphone, or anything. Remember, he used to hold the mic. He's got a million different mics and setups, and every time Ray has a problem. I wonder where the problem could be.
Your testicles, and how is your foot doing tonight?
I did not duct tape my testicles to anything. I'm done duct taping my foot. My knee's feeling better, and I did the Peloton bike today, but I took the intensity down, and it's fine. It's doing fine.
Speaking of intensity, I really don't think it's me. I think it's you, Ray. What are you doing? What you got going on, Ray? Do you have another window open on your computer? Because
I am hearing an echo.
I don't think it's me.
No, it's not you. So what's up, Tracy? Yes. What is the deal? Are you and Ray gonna?
So look at Ray frantically looking around again. Could it really be me? Could are we the baddies? could it really be? Could I be the idiot? I mean, Ray, again, you are a lovable murder victim, but anytime you ever tell anybody you know what's going on and you have the answer, you should really just stop where you're at, take out a compass, get your bearings, and go, oh, right, I never know what's going on, and I never know how to fix it. You take over. And just look for anyone, a small child, an adult, an old man, a mute person in a wheelchair, a bartender, an elevator attendant from the 40s, any snail, if you just see a snail on the ground, ask them, and they'll have a better idea, a better grasp of what's happening.
Perhaps go on a date and maybe try to find some romance.
I think everybody's trying to fix us up, but
yeah, Ray's a great guy.
On the MLC podcast, they decided that Ray is Ray-sexual.
Oh, no. I think you'd have to ask Ray.
Now, look, she's playing with her hair a lot while she talks about dating Ray. Body language.
I don't believe that. I just think Ray has not found the right woman yet.
And look, Ray's mesmerized here.
I'm a lot older than Ray.
Ray's 48 going on 7.
I mean, I'm fine. But was the audio better?
Was the audio better or was it worse? Was the audio better that time? Or are we doing good? Was it a good podcast or how was it? How was it for you or good? No, it's good that Tracy was here, or good that Obnoxious John was here. Just duct tape your hands like this. You know how frat kids do it at parties with 40s? They duct tape them to their hand. Just duct tape your fist into thumbs ups so everybody knows that you're not a threat. Every time you walk in anywhere, it should be thumbs. You go into Starbucks, I'll have a latte. Go into Subway. Yeah, can I get a foot-long meatball, please? And it's just thumbs up. And that's how you eat. That's how you drink. Just thumbs up, Ray.
I muted myself while they were talking.
Yes, you fixed it. This happened actually. Yeah, this happened.
Every show. This happened every time Ray's ever been on the internet. Obnoxious John's like, didn't this happen before? Yes, yes. It's called the Rock Bottom Podcast. It's happened before. Yeah.
When me, you, Shuli, and Carlos were on. I think that's when it was. Yes, sir. There's some.
Yeah, because those guys couldn't figure it out either. Right, Ray? Right, Ray?
Something going on with your computer, Ray.
But it was fine before. The echo might be back.
I just want to point out that you blamed me because that's usually what happens in relationships. So it's always me.
She is really hurting. She is really hurting from this relationship.
I'm still hearing the echo.
Ray still doesn't believe it's him. He really doesn't. He's like, these people are dumb. I'm not going to fight them about how to fix their setups. They can't all be pros like old Ray.
That's because he didn't hit mute. He forgot to hit mute.
Yeah, when you talk, I will hit.
See, there. Now there's no echo because Ray is gone. Now Ray is going to go get a beer or maybe perhaps duct tape. So, Tracy, what is your relationship with Ray? How long have you known Ray? What's the deal?
I don't know. You know, I was a comic in New York forever. And, well, I was just the comic forever. And we were on a fantasy football league, and I adore Ray, and I think he's wonderful. And that's it.
Okay. So you started off in a...
Well, neither one of you ever need to podcast again now, huh? Tracy Jane's going over the edge. It's a good thing she has such a stabilized influence as old as a doll and Ray.
Fantasy football league, and now... Ray is fantasizing about being with you. So, well, interesting.
Nobody said that. But we started talking about relationships because I just
How's it now? Is there an echo now?
Yeah. It's worse.
Yep.
It's worse.
Okay.
Thank you, Ray.
Hold on. So now Ray got rid of his headphones to fix the problem. After telling her she's dumb for not having headphones, you don't have headphones? You got to get headphones. You can't do this without headphones. It's going to sound bad because you don't have headphones. So to fix it, Ray went and got rid of his headphones? No, either we all have to have headphones or nobody has headphones. That's how it works. That's how it works. If you don't have headphones, I get rid of my headphones and that fixes it. Holy shit. Holy shit. Ray's the kind of guy who makes women feel like they're equal. You know, this is what gives them the false pumped up sense of security that they're smart. You know, we all know they're dumber than dirt, right, ladies? But you hang around Ray, and then you think you got it all together. Meanwhile, we're watching Tracy Jane have one of the worst days of her life. And I don't want to get mail on this. I love women. I've made it very clear that the women in this community cause me far less stress than the men. So this is a joke. Ladies, you're great. You taste better. You smell better. You're funner to be inside. And you don't email me like little bitches for the most part. Okay? So I love the women. Shout out to the women. I don't even know who Gina Bobina is, but I've never had a problem with her. Do you understand? I hear Kevin and everybody else screaming about Gina Bobina. We've never had an issue, Gina and I. Whenever we're walking down the hall, we stay on our side. Whenever in the elevator, we just face a corner like that girl in the Blair Witch and don't talk. Gina Bobina and I are great. I never had a problem with Tiff or Fearless or KB. Spaghetti Tooth John. None of these, I've not had a problem with any woman other than Dirty Dalish, who now talks a bunch of shit because she's a little butthurt because a bunch of the women turned on her for being a little too loosey with her caboosey. You know what I'm saying? And Ian Hawk was dreaming about injecting her brisket. Detroit, Stella, Jenta, even Jenta, who everybody bitches about. Everyone's the women, Michaela. I've never had a problem with any of these people, even though they send me Chinese garbage. Yeah, Sketty Tooth Box is no issue for me, and I welcome it. And I look forward to the next edition of it. And by the way, I'm telling you, send your stuff into the P.O. Box today. And we could be opening your stuff next, right? It's Nobody Likes Onions, Patrick Melton, 4948 Mountain Vista Street, number 13932, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. No P.O. Box segment this week. We'll bring it back next week. So that means there's time to get your stuff in if you mail it out. P.O. Box. What's in the P.O. Box? Okay. You get it. We have a P.O. Box. And if you're a man, don't send stuff in. Just women. Ladies only. Ladies only. And don't send me any more Chinese garbage. Unless it's like a... some sort of a back peeler.
I'll let you guys talk. I'm going to restart my computer.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well,
as if restart... Ray! Again, you want to know how little somebody knows about anything? Watch if they think restarting fixes it. Oh, yeah, that'll probably change the whole fundamental way your sound card and audio routing works. Give it a restart. Windows has an update that now lets you chat with friends on the internet. That's probably it. Give it a restart.
We'll take over. Restart that computer, Ray.
Different. Ugh. I think he might just have extra windows open. See, now it's gone. Wow.
I assure you he doesn't have enough windows open. Are we talking about in his brain or on his desktop? I mean, I guarantee you there are no background processes running. I mean.
So.
Okay. Yeah, it's.
Oh, and G-Rob. I forgot about my favorite, my number one. See, these women cause me so little trouble. Gah. That I can't even like Black Eyed Sue. See, look at this. I'm forgetting their names because they don't even like, they don't cause trouble. Meanwhile, I don't even have to think about everybody from Ian Hawk to Comedy Shaman to Citizen M to Beloved Chatter to Cult. I mean, just drama. I didn't get the right hat. When's the show going to be posted? You disrespected me in an email. I mean, just fucking babies. Just babies. I can't. It's why I may only let women listen to this show from now on.
It's definitely something with his computer. Now, have you and Ray ever dated, or have you guys...
This Obnoxious John does this thing, and I like him. Obnoxious John's growing on me ever since he got the orange, especially because we can kind of see a little bit of personality, but... Does no one read the room? They're always asking these women, like, are you shaved? When are you going to date Ray? It's like, no one's dating Ray.
It's always been good
but
friends.
Everybody is all about, like...
Drunk on Cringe. Drunk on Cringe is way bigger bitch than, like, a Little Lemmy. Now, look, we haven't made fun of Little Lemmy like Drunk on Cringe, but... We made fun of Little Lemmy. She just took it in stride and moved on with her life. Now, don't get me wrong. She's fragile and will soon crack and have a breakdown again. But on a day-to-day basis, Drunk on Cringe, way more erratic and fragile. That's why Misery Clips has to be a guy, right? Because it's just that whoever's behind that account is starting to show their cracks. And it's reactive, and we're going to get you. We're addicted to profits. Yes, another one. Ray DeVito, another one. I can't be a part of that. I like Lemmy. You don't know Lemmy. I think she's a well-intentioned person. I don't have a problem with Lemmy at all. But let's not act like...
trying to say, well, why don't you and Ray date since I've recently been on his podcast and Kevin Brennan's podcast. So yeah.
Well, you're very pretty. You seem to have a great sense of humor. And Ray is a sweet guy. He needs a good woman in his life.
No shit. He's duct taping his toes together. Like, right. See, he could probably use
A woman to tell him not to do that.
Yeah, use electrical tape. Yeah. Get electrical tape, you idiot. Yeah.
Are you a New York girl or a Cleveland?
Obnoxious John. Why are you obnoxious John? Where are you? Give me your... I don't know. What's your...
Introduce yourself are the words you're looking for. Obnoxious John, give me the... I don't know. What I'm looking at with the... Did you hear that?
Obnoxious John.
Listen to that again. Listen to this.
A New York girl or a Cleveland?
Obnoxious John, why are you obnoxious John? Where are you? Give me your... I don't know. What's your deal?
How drunk is she? I don't, between her doing this and Ray doing this all the time, it's like an American Sign Language class that's been held back for 4 years. Are we doing it right? If you drink, how do you fucking...
Yes, I am obnoxious John.
This little character up there, so I don't even get to see the real person, you know.
Yes, come on. If you stick around after the show's over, I'll show you what I look like. I'll come off the orange. No, I don't even know. Whatever this whole universe is, we call it the Dabbleverse. We're all involved.
We don't. You do.
I don't know how the hell I got this deep into it, but here I am. I'm a Clevelander like Ray. I am not a comedian. I'm just a dude.
I am a Clevelander. I am a Clevelander. I am a Clevelander. I am a Clevelander.
That jump.
Does anybody get that? No, nobody's gonna get that.
Into this, like I said, this whole thing, whatever the hell.
If anyone gets that, you're cultured. But I doubt.
Where are you from?
Tracy, got to do more with a splash or else they will.
So just like Ray, she wasn't listening. He asked her a question and she just leans in and starts reading an unrelated chat and leaves him hanging. Just like Ray does. He's talking nonstop and says, where are you from?
Tracy, got to do more with a splash or else they will to make a splash or else.
I mean, I love that. He's talking, asks her a question, and then that's how they end up.
Thing, whatever the hell it is. Where are you from?
Tracy, got to do more.
Just ignores her. Just a whiff.
With a splash or else they will... To make a splash or else they will reject you.
They always read a chat and then they're like, yeah. They read a long chat and they go, I don't get it. And then they move on. It's like, why did you stop your brain and read it then?
Anyway.
Oh.
What's up? How are we? Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. It was Ray's headset mic. Ray didn't have his headset hooked up right. Because now he sounds a little different. It's sharper. Ray didn't have it hooked up right. We're 15 and a half minutes in, and we've solved the audio problem, everybody. Just a really big get for today's program. Just really great.
Yes, you fixed it, Ray. You are the man.
Did you fix it with duct tape?
This is the best thing you've done since you created a grill.
The sad thing is he thinks restarting it fixed it. That's the sad part. He hasn't learned anything. He doesn't understand that it was his mic and his headset not hooked up right. He thinks restarting it fixed it. So next time this will all happen again. He'll argue about it being their problem, and then he'll go, hold on, let me restart. And then because the mic's plugged in, it'll catch this time on restart and make it the default mic.
I'm sorry, you built a grill, not created.
Yes. Best thing you've done since you built a grill.
There we go. We're on board. Yeah, there's going to be I don't have producers. By the way, Obnoxious John,
do you hear how different it sounds now? How breathy and close? he's finally using the mic attached to his headset.
December 1st, my buddy who I stay with, his sister's moving in because she's a single mom. So ooh, she needs to stay. So I'm going to look for a new place. I got a few options.
So he's been talking about this for a couple weeks. Ray has to move. He's afraid to get a place on his own. Ray is afraid to live alone at age 50. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. And we can hear about it on this show with Airy Jane. Fucking hell.
So, what's going on, everybody? We're live. We're 2 minutes late, but that's fine. How are you, Airy? What's going on?
Did you say 9:59?
No. No. I said 10 p.m. on the dot.
Sorry.
10 p.m. on the dot. I'm all about dots. 10 o'clock on the dot. How's your day? How you doing? What's new with you?
Your sound is up. You're kind of rowdy for this time of night.
My roommate's in the hospital. So
your sound is up. You're rowdy for this time of night. Usually you're whispering like Chad. Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm the Mud Shark. I got to keep it down because my roommates.
I don't have to worry, which I hope he's doing better. But I might. I think December I'm going to move out of here. I think I need to move out of here anyways, but just for, he's got some health issues he's got to take care of. So his sister's supposed to move in to like kind of look after him and stuff too. So, so that's where I'm at, which I'm fine. I'm fine with. So,
what are you going to do? What do you think?
He's a good dude.
Here we go. W man says $5. $5. Thank you. Black Eyed Sue, $1.99. Thank you. All these great women knows TJ hitting on OJ. Tracy Jane. Zero. This is the most retarded thing I've ever seen. Holy shit, Ray. I mean, it's every show. Is this Ray's pro show that is live right now? It definitely isn't. But this has been in my stack for a week, and they're worth watching, and we have to watch them. We only got to watch about 5 minutes of this one. It really gets into like why Ray is afraid to live alone at age 50. He's afraid of girls. He's afraid of the dark. He's afraid of monsters. He doesn't want to live alone.
I already have options. Like there's quite a few options I have. Well, I need to go to a place where, like I can get a studio apartment, but I don't want that because
why?
So he's not good at picking, again, how people say things is just as important as what they say, Ray. She's cutting you off immediately and going, why? Studio apartments are things that like 21-year-olds want to get out of the dorms. Ray isn't ready for his own place yet at age 50. And Ari cuts him off and says, why? Why? Why do you only want to be in other men's rooms? You know, I'd love to know.
Because I leave for like 2 months at a time.
Again, it's insane to have this mentality. And it's such an excuse. This isn't the real reason. And it's nuts to even present this as an idea.
Leave for like a month at a time. And I just don't want the paranoia. All right, you disappeared.
What?
I can't see. I don't know if you... Is it your internet that's not great?
Everything's working fine. He's trying to get out of a conversation.
You're mine. I don't know. But...
Look at her. She's skeptical, too. Aerie's really growing on me. You know, ever since we had that moment in the spa. No, but I just like... I think I'm picking up on more of her stuff. Because you watch her little micro expressions and stuff when Ray says stuff, and she's just like, you can tell she's, I wonder when she stopped buying all his bullshit.
No, I need someone around because I need, I don't want.
Do you have cats?
Like,
I need someone around. And look at him scramble for a reason he needs someone around all the time. She said, "Do you have cats?" Don't worry, he will.
No, I'm going to be happy to be away from the cats. That's for sure.
Do you have fish to feed, or it can be? Is there a problem with my internet? I just want to know, before we proceed, is there a problem?
Yeah, I'm going to look in the comments, see what's going on. Oh, all right. We can see her. All right. Maybe it's my internet.
What? No, it's never you.
I hooked up my old computer, and maybe my new computer is what I got to do it. So I'm going to hang on, do this with you.
Hold on. I'm on my old computer. Maybe I should use my new computer. Hang on. Is there a show he ever does where mid-show he doesn't have to run off and swap out equipment? And I'm not talking about, you know, we occasionally here, we've done that. Every show, it's all got to be figured out again from the ground up. Every fucking show.
And then I'm going to put on my new computer.
I'm going to go get my new computer. It's like, right, where was that? Why are you using the old one? Ever. Throw it away. Sell it. It's old.
This is boring. Where are the people telling Tracy to do the Brody Stevens? Uncle Ray wants me to go to build a grill, but I'm too old for this shit.
I get the feeling my niece might not like me. She put rat poison in my wine by mistake.
Okay. I mean, there's one thing I can check on my end. If it's me, one thing, but I'd have to leave for a second. Hi, everybody. How are you?
It's a very personal mole.
How are you? I don't are visible, so I'm just imagining the things that you're saying right now. I'm imagining.
Look at this room he's in. This is like where you chain a motherfucker down and demand ransom.
Imagine Chris Max. Good evening.
I'll get this worked out.
Oh, will you?
She goes, oh, will you? Never happened yet, but all right. Dare to dream.
My new computer. I might switch
over. Let me see
over.
That chair. Hold on. Let me see your chair. Is that like a throne? Let me see this.
I'm starting on my new computer. I'm going to my new computer. This, my old computer is like the internet, like for some reason, is not as great on this one. Maybe it's because like the memory's kind of full, but.
Can someone even explain to me what's going on? He had to go get a new computer because his old computer broke. But now he just uses his old computer? And constantly has issues and goes, yeah, the internet's not good on it. The screen doesn't work. Let me go get my new computer. It's like, I don't even know what's happened. Like, why don't you have your new computer? I'm using my old piece of shit computer that doesn't work. Let me go get my new one. Yeah, throw that one away. Comfort. They're both MacBook Pros. They look exactly the same. They're both old models that don't work. They look exactly the same. One just has a screen and internet that works. And he's like, I'm always getting them confused.
Yeah, I'm moving on. Sorry, everybody. My apologies. Yeah.
This so is much all, for this starting all. On the sentence and having our shit together.
I mean, Ari, when is it?
Aaron.
This is...
Do you have to get up again and go grab a beer?
Go grab a beer. Yeah. Go get a beer. You deserve it. This show's, you know, the comedy and the tech is clearly on autopilot. Go get yourself a refreshing alcoholic beverage, you duct tape toed bitch. Duck walk yourself to the kitchen and get yourself a Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney. You deserved it. You know what? I can't drink out of this one. The lid's not off. Let me go get one where the lid's off. You know, this bottle opener doesn't open bottles. Let me go get my new one. Throw that one away. This bathtub doesn't hold water. It's full of holes. I'm going to go take a bath in my other bathtub. Why did you fill that one? I have a feeling this is like a theme throughout his whole fucking life. I imagine he built that grill outside, and there was a brand new gas grill right next to it. He could have used burden free. And in the middle of the thing, he's like, you know what? Let's just use this other grill that works.
No.
A toy?
We'll be fine. No. We'll be fine. Just bear with.
She just keeps going. Sounds like Patty and Selma.
With me.
Poor Harry Jane. I want to hear stories. I just want to hear stories.
All right. Okay, so we were talking about...
She's trying to, like... Everyone tries to help Ray have a podcast, but Ray doesn't know how to do anything.
You can't bear the thought of having your empty apartment alone while you're gone?
No, because I'll be gone for like months at a time. I don't want my, and that'll be paranoia in my head. I don't want
Ray. We all go away for months and leave our apartments empty when you do comedy. In 2019, I didn't come home for 9 months. I went to the East Coast. I went to the Middle East. I went to Africa. I came back to the U.S. and did shows. I went to Europe and did shows. I came back to the U.S. and did shows. I went to Australia and did shows. I didn't go to my apartment for 9 months. 9 months. I didn't go. The plants were dead. The cats were fine. Get a camera. Get a camera, Ray. He's acting like these problems haven't been solved. I can't live alone. I can't have a place on my own because I go away for like a month. So I can't have all my stuff just, I'll be paranoid. It's like, A, what stuff? Your old laptop? Your bobbleheads? We all know the good ones are in a safe deposit box. Baseball cards? What stuff? You own nothing. Your laundry basket will be in your car. Your new computer will be with you. Your podcasting stuff will be with you. You do carry your bobbleheads and baseball cards around with you, so I imagine the good ones will be with you. What stuff? Get a camera. You act like people haven't figured this out. People live up north for 6 months and then go down south for 6 months and leave their houses unattended for months. For months. Get a camera. Get a security system. You're afraid to live alone. You're afraid to be alone. You're uncomfortable with the voices in your own head. You don't like the silence and the reality of having to sit in your reality.
Melton, it's very simple. I got my old computer fixed, and my new computer from blackmarket.com doesn't work with my old mixer that I don't use. Apparently, you don't like my new show sign out and come back in again with Ray DeVito.
Is everyone retarded?
Yes. Yes. Greg Lambert, Cleveland seems like it produces some really special people. Lots of lead in the water supply. Maybe. Maybe. Tiff, 5 gifted memberships. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. That goes a long way to helping people. Enjoy the show. Check out the show. And get into the show. So jump in the chat. Chad Prather. No fucking way. We can't really have Chad Prather in here. That's the guy that, right? Isn't that the guy that was like, he's on Blaze and he was like feeding information to
Chad Prather?
Hold on. Let's see if he's the real one. I can go. I think I can go in here and see if that's the real guy. Chad Prather. It's not. The other Chad Prather. It's a different Prather. It's a different Chad Prather. But he was the one that was like feeding
information about Chad Zumok to, I don't even know. Anyway, thank you, Tiff. I'm sorry everybody said you had an old beat-up clam. Is that what they were saying? I don't even know. Check out her old beat-up clam. It's him. It isn't. It isn't. All right, why can't you live alone, Ray? Come on.
I want my stuff.
Hold on. Is it you can't come to terms with paying full price for a place you won't be at full time?
Yeah, I'm turning this.
You're focusing. I can tell. It's okay. Oh, that's weird. I heard myself.
Remember, Ray yells with confidence at people. This show is before the other one, I believe. So Ray walks around every show and just gets his renewed confidence. It's you. We never have audio problems over here at the Ray show. It's you. It's got to be you. It can't be Ray. Ray never has audio problems. It's like, meanwhile, it's half of every show is like Ray figuring out who's echoing.
Now Ray's frozen, or maybe I'm frozen. Maybe we all are frozen.
Tiff's the best. She's a big supporter of TS. Oh, the Shuli now. Yeah. She's over there all the time. I'm glad she spreads a little love over here. I'm like that Dave Dallaf floor man, you know? Boo, Dave Dalfior. No, I'm kidding. I don't care.
I don't know. None of us are really real people anyway. this is fabulous. So what is
Ray's it? Just frozen.
Hump day. Guys that are out there right now watching this are not humping on hump day.
There we go. This is way better.
He's definitely not.
What?
Nothing. I'm just...
Is this better?
Shooting the shit. Nothing was wrong at my end to know a difference for me. Are you doing laundry over there?
Is this better?
Are you doing laundry? Now he's standing up and walking with the laptop like Jake Hudson.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it...
KB said, the audio is making me... These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Turn that off, too. Screw this. I'm going in the other... I'm going in the other room. This is... I'm turning off the laundry.
Yeah.
This is... Yeah.
Since all right, we're all getting up and doing things right now, I just have one thing I have to step to the side and do real quick for it. It's very
all right.
Just 1 second.
I'm moving her. What's up, everybody? Yeah, this is... I'm doing a Jake Hudson right now. I'm literally doing a Jake Hudson. That's what I'm doing.
I mean, you've been doing an impression of him forever. Shane M. 1980, thank you for the 5 gifted memberships. I appreciate that. We got Rerun. We got Sit Down Zumok. Hold on. Let's find out. Let's do the thing. Is it the real Sit Down Zumok? Yes, just to prove it, we'll do it live just so you can see it. Holy shit. All right, let's do that. Let's break this out. I'll put this up on the screen just so you can see it. Sit Down Zumok was gifted a membership. Go to channel. Boom. 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 I never watch. Melton's a loser. I never watch. I wouldn't be caught dead watching that. Melton. You got him, Shane. You got him. Confirmed. Holy shit. What a loser, Chad. What a fucking loser. I'm not even kidding you, Chad. I don't watch your show. Ever. Never anymore. You're so fucking boring and devoid of talent. What a loser. Every day you're over here. every day. Turn it on gifted memberships? What a bitch. It's $2. It's $2 to save your own fucking dignity. No, I'm going to turn on gifted memberships. I'm going to turn on gifted Ugh. Even if I did, like, watch your show on the lowdown, like, I'd go turn on gifted memberships like a girl. Sorry, like a guy. We're going to start saying guys for girls because guys are like the pussies. Dude, you're acting like a guy right now. You're acting like a bro. Holy shit. Every day he'll call in now to be like, I'm not watching. I'm not even watching, you piece of shit. They're lying. They're lying. They say that I bought it. They didn't. He faked the whole. That's why I had to bring it up on screen. So you know that I'm not full of shit. He really did. He went and turned on gifted membership. Men don't turn on gifted membership. Men don't get gifted things. Just kidding. Send in your Zen fountains. Send in your Zen fountains. We'd love to have your Chinese horseshit over here at the Mountain Network.
I'm grabbing my stuff, going in the other room. My roommate's in the hospital, so.
Yeah, he'll go tweet. Just so you know, I don't watch Mountain. I don't know how I got the membership. Me and Starbucks Ambassador, we were talking about it. We think it's like a virus. I have no idea how that happened. Mountain is like forcing memberships on people. You literally have to go turn it on. You have to literally go into a menu and say, please, sir, I'm poor. May I have a gifted membership, please? You have to click join at the bottom of the video, okay? Here's what you have to do. You have to click join. A window pops up. You have to click the three dots at the top, and you have to go to gift membership settings or gift settings and turn it on at every channel. And that's Chad's, like, isn't that Chad's backup channel? I guess that's his main. I don't even know what's. He's running around turning it on. Please, I'm poor. If somebody, next time you're skeeting memberships out, if one could land on my tongue like a snowflake, you're an e-girl going, you might as well cross your eyes while you do it, Chad. I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be so embarrassed to ever receive a gifted membership. I can't. I'm glad I can't. That way I'm not even tempted to go turn it on like a poor. Chad's like, I'll take anything I can get. He also, like, I think he knows, like, he wants the attention. You know, they'll talk about me for 30 minutes if I just get gifted a membership.
This is, yes, I'm doing a real Jay Cousin right now.
Ray, I might have blood and shit on my finger, but my audio is much better. Did you mean Joey Dotsie?
I blew me brains in because of Melton. That doesn't affect my streaming prowess one bit. Humble brag.
Humble brag! Humble brag! Whoa! Why is that playing?
That's the table I'm gonna use. Just knocks it over. So, all right.
Really is Jake Hudson's house. It's all dark paneled wood. Every house in the Midwest looks like this. Just capsules for living that time forgot, you know?
Starbucks Ambassador $1.99, and I just woke up with Melton's dick in my mouth. Not sure how it happened. Wow, sounds like some guy's stuff. Ain't that a hoot? Ain't it?
Mason in Portland, thank you so much. Overdose Light member. And you can become an Overdose member, too. Hey, it's the best way to support the show. NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. Grab a membership today. $9 if you use promo code AGAIN. That $9 is our cheapest membership, and it actually gets you access to more than any other membership we have. And I make more. You pay less,
You get more than any other membership, and I make more, all at our website, nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. Again, stuff's a little slow coming out over there. I apologize, especially all the stuff with the N-words lately. Like, it's the editing. It's so I wish I could. I'm not even going to make excuses. It's backlogged. There are two shows missing from the regular Overdose. There are two shows missing from the Overdose Light. They're not the same show, so if you have both, you can find everything. But I'm not going to make excuses for you. Everything eventually comes out on both, and you can support the show. I'm one guy. Get over it. Don't email me. I don't want to hear about it. Fuck your dad.
Let's go.
Way better. I don't know why the internet is like garbage, but there it is.
Look at all the freedom he has when his roommate's not home. You know what I mean?
How are you?
Yeah, now hiring an N-word editor. You're goddamn right, but it didn't even work. I'm going to throw him under the spot because I don't have any problem with him. I hired W-Man to fix one of them. He added the video. I put it up. There were four fucking N-words slipped through it. You pay a guy $50 an hour to edit video. Probably less than that. The video was 2 hours. It didn't take you that long to edit it. And then he still leaves four N-words in. It's like, well, great. Good job, W-Man. Make sure you hire W-Man for all your editing. He'll definitely leave in everything you tell him to take out. Just kidding, just kidding. He was very apologetic about it. He said there was some error and stuff. I don't even understand it still to this moment. But either way, I'm just kidding. I know he does a lot of editing for people. But imagine leaving four in there and being like, nailed it. So if you're wondering why the delays and why it's just like, try to find good help. Try. I don't know. He's going to yell at me. He did try to give me the money back and I told him to keep it. I'd rather you keep the money and let me yell about it. That's the way I am. And it wasn't like he missed them. It just like somehow like there were frames that were showing the N-word once it got uploaded to YouTube. And it's like, yeah, yeah. That's why you hire Citizen M. Yeah, but Citizen M's trying to be a guy. W-Man's not. W-Man's just working. If Citizen M wants to make clips officially for the NLO channel, he can earn some money. Because those are good. He makes good punchy clips. But guys like that, they tend to go out on their own and they want to be guys. So Citizen M wants to be a guy. As soon as his balls drop. Do you have an awful lot of time off? So there's really no excuse, as you say? What? I mean, I have no time off. I think people do think that about comics and stuff. They're like, you only work an hour a day. You're only on the thing for 4 hours. What are you doing the rest of the 20? It's like, oh, you'll see. You'll see. Citizen M says, I'll do it. I mean, you're not Citizen M, though, right? Like, you're all fakes. I'll do it. You're not a guy. You're less than, like, we don't even like Citizen M. He's like a spurg out of it, biased, brainwashed kind of guy. And then you're not even the real, you're imitating a broken guy. You're not even like the real guy. You think we have respect for you? Again, I'm giving Citizen M props for his skills. You're imitating a guy who's not a guy. You're lower than low. It'd be like us thinking God was a real person. It's like, come on. You know, we don't have time for this.
I never watched this SHOT Show. Melton has these guys on Discord that broke into my mainframe and hacked into my cookies. The malware he installed turned into firmware, which triggered several fake purchases on credit cards, not in my name, including fake Overdose membership and a party dress.
That's true. You know, even Brennan goes on his show and he's like, Melton and Shuli have Discord, just where they do all this stuff. This low-down, shady stuff. It's like, I know Discord may be intimidating for some people, especially you boomer ilk. But calm down, Drunk and Cringe. I didn't say boomer milk. Ours is public and wide open. Discord.gg/NLO.
Every channel except for the mod channels where the moderators talk is wide open to everyone. Go see all the secrets. Go see all the dark stuff. Go see all the plotting. Go see all the planning. We are laughing. We are sharing memes and screenshots and laughing at Chad and laughing at Aaron Imholt and laughing at Chow and Citizen M and all these people, but it's all wide out in the open. Nobody's plotting anything or planning anything or doxing anyone, or it's just not happening. Just not happening. Go over there and have a look for yourself. You know, everybody tells you it's so scary and dark over there. It's not. It's not. No, look, the voice chat, I don't know what they talk about in there because I don't really venture into that world.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Dude, how are you? Internet, not good, man. My internet is garbage tonight.
Six minutes in, we're at how are you? Again, every one of Ray's shows is just one of these fucking train wrecks.
Right now, maybe it's a sign. Let's just see the universe is saying sleep.
Ray's one of these guys. He's got to drink all the beers every night to go to bed. If Ray buys four beers, he's drinking four beers. If he buys two beers, he's drinking two beers. If Ray buys a six-pack, he's drinking a six-pack. I have a friend like this in London, Chip Chip Chris. If there is beer, it's got to be drunk. There's beer. He'll literally drink 20 beers and just keep drinking them because there's beer. And he won't go to bed until the beer's gone. And it's like, what's wrong with everybody? And they're drinking. Ray's got to get sloshed every night. Every night. He's got to get hammered. Doesn't really make sense.
No. The show must go on. I got a lot of stuff I got to talk about, so.
All right, let's go.
So, no. I'm doing a show, and now
do it! Start!
I got light. That's way better. All right. I'm making it work. But, yeah, this is all shit I should have done beforehand. Why the fuck is the internet not working? The internet's like usually like pretty decent. So,
well, I think it's a. What did Elise say?
I don't care. Hey, Aaron, need some cream right now?
Sorry. Sorry.
See, nobody finishes reading the comment. If you're listening to the audio, good luck. Aaron, need some cream? And then they both just start laughing and they'll move on and they'll never talk about it. And they'll be like, whoa, was Ray jerking off? Why did Ari need cream? She has a coffee. So they made a joke. Do you need some cream for that coffee? But they don't even finish reading it.
I have an idea. I don't
Ari need...
So again, Ari's asking Ray a question. Ray's going to ignore it and read a comment. It's a show where no one listens to each other. And then they forego questions and listening to each other to focus on the chat room, and then they read the chat room, and then the chat room doesn't make sense. Then they read the chat room, and then they don't finish reading the chat comment and abandon that. So it's like the thing that you had to go cut away to, you don't even care about that. 10 gifted memberships from the Vaping Dago, who's already on our wall, one of our best membership donators here on the channel. Vaping Dago, 10 out. Anybody good? Anybody bagged in that one? I can't believe we got Chad again. Every month we get stupid Chad. I don't even know how it happened. I didn't turn it on. Crumbum, Chad, can we fight at the Gomez's fights in St. Pete? What? Thank you, Vaping Dago. And thank you. I know Vaping Dago hates Shuli, right? Does Vaping Dago hate Shuli or hate Kevin? I think Vaping Dago hates Shuli. You know, and everybody says I'm in bed with Shuli, and Vaping Dago still supports me and likes this show. So apparently Vaping Dago has a brain strapped on and can see what's going on. But, I love everybody with their little theories on everything, but thank you, Vaping Dago, either way, for the support. Appreciate it.
Nein, Melton, ich bin ein kleiner Lappen. I committed suicide like my great leader Adolf, and my ghost will haunt you every time you drink milk. Humbau le brag.
Yes, Patrick, you killed him. I believe him. When he tweets, he's dead. Unlike me, you're just not a likable Care Bear like me.
Unlike me, you're not like me.
Elise, I have an idea.
Shuli is not my favorite. Yeah, I don't think he likes Shuli. Is Shuli anyone's favorite? Nobody's going that far. Come on. I don't even think, you know, Shuli. Come on.
I need some cream.
That's what I wanted to play. This sums up Ray's show. No one's listening to each other. Then they ignore each other to go to a chat, and then they never even really address the chat. Here we go.
Right now. Sorry. Sorry. I already have cream in my tea, Mr. the Barrister.
Barrister 1401 is a good egg. Yeah, I heard apparently like Kevin's got this thing now where he's going to stream against me whenever I do a podcast on the Shuli Network. Someone was saying because he did it last week. And I guess he's doing it tomorrow. I don't know. I don't like that. That kind of, yeah, I'm going to talk to him about that, but I don't know.
Are you? No one wants to talk to you, Ray. It's so insane. Bob's fake pool. Ray takes multiple meds and say, do not use with alcohol. Yeah, we know. We know. Could cause death. Death is a side effect of drinking on one of the drugs he's on. And he's like, I only had a few. Every minute you have a few.
Like that. It's like, come on, dude. Like, why are you doing that, man? Like, you got the things you're upset about. Don't drag me into it.
I love that Ray thinks that, like, KB's logical and is... Look, I know you got your beefs with all those guys for good reason. No, there's not. There's no good reason. He just keeps making up. Everything's a big deal to Kevin Brennan. He's so angry and flustered, although none of it's anything. What are you mad about? Fake chats? Fake memberships? Lying about strikes? Like, who cares what Shuli does? Who cares if Shuli's lying about all his strikes and fakes memberships? Who cares? Who cares? Fuck's that got to do with anything?
You haven't talked to him yet about it?
No, I just found out today that.
Okay.
Good luck, Ray. KB's a reasonable guy, says Teamster Tim. Right. Yeah, just call him up and clear this up. I'm sure it's been a huge misunderstanding. It's just been a huge...
I've made a huge mistake.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I do. I am not...
What are you planning to say?
About that.
Yeah, what are you going to say, Ray?
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, I'm going to text him and be like, hey, man, do you have to stream while I'm streaming? Like, I'd rather you not. And
hey, do you have to fuck my wife in front of me? I'd rather you not. You think I haven't tried that with Rick?
You know, if he does it tomorrow, whatever it is, what it is, but... I'm going to ask him not to.
What do you anticipate he'll say back?
I don't know, but I'm just going to... That's a starting point. That's a starting point for me to be like, hey, so man, I'd rather you not.
What do you think he'll say back? I don't know. He'll laugh. Ray. What are you talking... Fuck you, Ray. You're on the Shuli Network? Fuck you, Ray. That's what he's going to say.
Yeah. How do you feel about our episodes being called phone conversations that other people are hearing? I think it's accurate.
Right, because you don't have phone conversations. This is how you talk.
Yeah, I don't care. So what?
Right. So now she's going to laugh.
Because
he didn't hear the question. He's not listening. Right. How do you feel about people describing our shows as phone conversations that are being broadcast to the public? So I thought that was an interesting way to put it. I thought that was poignant. And Ray goes, yeah, I don't care what people say. Like, he's not even getting the point. He can't imagine Ray trying to have a nuanced conversation about anything. So of course she just starts laughing. Cause like, why did I even try to have a deeper, there's nothing beyond like the most obvious surface level thing to Ray to talk about. Yeah, I don't care what people say.
There's people like watching, people that are into it. So it's like, it's fine.
So this is like, don't know. Feels
yeah. No, I don't mind it.
All of a sudden.
I don't give a shit. All right, I'm removing myself for 1 second because a cat went in my room because the door was open.
I'm removing myself because a cat went in my room because the door was open. She'll come back out. What do you think? She's going to go in there and drink all your Bud Light and shit on your bed?
Right, no.
So,
no.
All right, you talk for 1 second.
No. This is my nightmare. So let
me. Goes to Mr. P, 10 gifted memberships. That's going to get him on the wall. He loves being on the wall. What is it today, by the way? Goes to Mr. P and what? Joey sees kids' ashes, fuck Stuttering John. Okay, fair enough. Ghost of Mr. P going on the wall. You earned it.
Me though, Little Lemmy. Have you guys caught Little Lemmy? She can do. The-
she can. She's really good.
Hello, exactly.
The whole thing by herself. That girl, man. It's weird when I hear stones getting kicked at her. I think it's jealousy.
It isn't. It is. Look, I haven't seen Little Lemmy's show. I haven't. When stones get kicked at her, it's because we watched her have a meltdown about Steel Toe months ago. That's our only memory of Little Lemmy. She started kicking up shit at everyone, and everyone went, "Who are you, bitch?" And then she had a meltdown and had to run away off the internet, then came back and was calm and cool. And then a month later, got her confidence back, and now started mixing it up again. Yeah, so we're all preparing for the day she has another meltdown and has to run away off the internet to touch grass and figure out her life. She had to leave and figure out her life, and she had to get her priorities together and touch grass. So it'll happen again. Again, women who announce they're strong and have it all together never do. Women who have to announce that they're taking a break from social media, men too. Just if anyone wonders where I am for the next month, I'll be taking a break from Facebook. No, you won't. You don't have the self-control. And B, you want to know, I haven't posted on Facebook in fucking eons, maybe years on my personal Facebook. And you know what I don't do? Go on there every month and go, just so you know, I'm on other platforms if you're looking for me. Don't. Yeah, everyone knows where to find you if they need you. We're not looking. We're not wondering. Everyone's got their own head up their own ass. We're all narcissistic, self-involved fucks. That's why when everybody thinks it's like racism or they're after you or they're trying to sabotage me, or it's like no one's doing that except full-on losers. Drunk on Cringe might get drunk every night and sit home and report you 20 times by himself in a house alone like a loser. No one else is doing that. No one else is doing that. You're not important enough. People don't care. No one's thinking about you. I haven't seen Bill on social media in a while. I hope he's okay. No one says that. We're not wondering. We're not looking. You posting that you're taking time off. You posting that you're going to touch grass. You posting that you need to reevaluate things. You posting that you're taking a social media break. You posting that you're going to get off the internet. You posting you're going off the grid for a while because anxiety or so. It's just you taking another L. Number one, it's you needing more likes. It's you needing likes on a social media network talking about not needing social media networks. You're fucking broken. You're by the virtue of making that post, you're admitting you're fucked. You're fucked. A sunset and you're strong? No. You went and found a meme to tell everybody that you're strong to get likes because you're needy. You're the opposite of strong. Strong people don't need to tell people they're strong. Strong people don't need hearts and likes and emojis to be the wind beneath their failing wings. They're able to just rise on their own momentum and carry themselves with their own thoughts, wishes, and dreams. They don't go, "I'm quitting for a while, so if anybody needs me, I'll be back here." Then you get 30 likes on your post saying that you're taking a break. And you come back to check those, of course, because it's a post. And people are commenting like, good, we'll see you on the other side. Good for you. Do what's best. Hope you feel better. And you just get all the same fucking endorphins. And it just ding, 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 your little reward center to death. And then you stay off it for a week or two, even though you're still checking it because you didn't uninstall the app because you're weak. And you finally come back and you're like, I'm back, everybody. So refreshed. So refreshed. You're not. You're not. Again, Airy Jane, you know, I hate to keep bringing it back to men and women. All these women get fucking stepped on and abused. They're going through divorces and horrible breakups and mess ups. And unless they're Tracy Jane having a full on meltdown, you know, Airy Jane's clearly got some drama and some baggage from some exes. I don't know the deal because I don't care. I don't get into it. That's her business. But like, she don't sit around and bitch about it. She just tells Ray to keep it on the DL. I don't want to talk about it. And then Ray runs his mouth. You know? I know several women in the chat room like going through a divorce or been through a divorce recently, and they're like real tumultuous, life-changing problems and issues and struggles. They don't bug the chat room about it. They don't bug anybody about it. They're not posting sunsets. Gaz not posting pictures of her bruises, saying Colt did it again. Holy shit.
I don't have beef. I just have steak.
I like you, Ray. You're such a lovable guy. Hugs and kisses, everyone, and may God bless us all.
Do you think that KB is going to come back today? I'm going to wrap up early because I'm serious, man. I know people don't get it. It hurts to every little move like that. Like every movement, every reach for a button, everything is painful. And then when the painkillers start wearing off after a few hours, it's, I wish I could show you. I can't even like iterate how peely, it's not going to do it justice. It's scabbing. It's so deep. It's rough, man. I you're not going to see it. It's, and it just feels like fire. Flatcat Jessica says, didn't everybody miss me when I was gone for an hour? Doesn't Airy Jane have a cream for that? Oh no. Oh no. It hurts so fucking bad. It hurts so bad. I had to break my silence. Patrick's doing a strip show for you, lady. It's not. It's not. It's so painful, man. And then, like, if you just do this, you'll see. I thought you could see some of the white. Why do I keep doing it? And it's like raw. It's just fire, man. Onion peels. That's clever. I actually didn't ever think about that. Hit the like button. Brian Landon says sunsets are cool. I forgot that sunsets are cool. She makes homemade deodorant, nothing normal. She quit. I don't think she does that anymore. And we called that kooky from the beginning, remember? Patrick needs a balm. Yeah, does Airy have any balms? What if I rub that deodorant on my back? Will that sandalwood keep me fresh? Holy shit. It's really bad. It's really bad. Have you tried putting on aloe vera gel? Yeah, I mean, for days. Every day. Tons of it. Aloe vera gel, rose water, creams, lotions. You ever see one of those tall buildings when they have the guys on the like the window cleaner thing that goes up and down, but they're putting up like a billboard? That's what they do on my back. I get a whole team back there with brushes and squeegee. Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have rubbed it. That's the problem. I just made it. This part now is like on fire. I was trying to show you the flakes. How big. Oh, God. Like, you won't even. Oh, it hurts so bad. It's peeling and it hurts so fucking bad. Isn't it weird how, like, little pains? Anyway, you. Oh, look. Look at that. Just. Whew. My whole house is like floating skin around. It looks like the portal in Stranger Things, where it's all the little like floaties. Ooh. Ooh. Aloe, yo. Again, did you not hear the two people who just suggested aloe and I said we're doing it? We do that? We're having it? Yeah. I guess suggest it again. Have you tried duct taping your skin? I can't with that. Yucky head and shoulders. That's what I'm worried about, because it looks like Dan. It's like, ugh. And then like, yeah, it's just disgusting. Tomorrow we're having a show. You don't know when. It's been the wacky timetable week. So we'll have a show tomorrow. I'm not sure whenever I fucking feel like it. That's what we're doing. This week's been whenever the fuck I feel like it. Town. I'm guessing afternoon. We're going to have a members only show. I'm thinking tonight, but no promises. And it's going to be a long one. It's going to be a fun one. We've got a movie to watch. It's movie night. You know, when the substitute would wheel in the media cart and you get to watch a movie. And you get so excited because you're like, this is going to fly. This is going to be great. So while I am going to leave you early today, I do want you to know there is going to be more. There's going to be more. But I can't move. I got to go take more shit. Have you tried turning yourself off and on again? These are the kinds of things that I could do with...
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking. And that low point is the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the Taco Pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the...